Tomorrow's News Today.
Well, it is with pain that I have to intensify my criticism of President Trump. And I do it so that he hopefully changes course. But I've been watching him and reading what he says very closely. And I am seeing signs of the attribute that can also be a major problem. That's the way it is with all of us. Our attributes can also be problems. And that is that he is extremely pigheaded. And so with all the evidence mounting that he was given bad information, the Pentagon gave him the right information, the intelligence agencies gave him the right information, and he thought this would be a cakewalk in the last 4 days, maximum, and the regime would just fall like an old barn in a tornado or a house of cards. That's not happened. And so now he's come out with just epically wild statements. He told NATO, True Social Post, learn how to fight for yourselves, a refusal to jump into Iran war. And he goes on to threaten to turn over the Strait of Hormuz to them and let the Iranians run it. The Iranians have announced they're going to put a toll on the Strait of Hormuz. So we're back to the Barbary Pirate Wars. And it'd be one thing if Iran put the toll on it and blocked it up front, then under our doctrine and Thomas Jefferson, the Barbary Wars, part one, we would go in there and blow the hell out of them, and I would support it. But no, Israel drug us into this. We started it with, oh, they can't have a nuclear weapon stuff, but North Korea can, everybody else can. And now the mullahs are in a stronger position than ever. The Houthis are getting ready to close their big strait. It's on. And this is a total disaster. And it's already rocking the economy. And then Trump's asked by Tulsi Gabbard. He's like, yeah, sure. She's okay. When Trump says, yeah, sure, somebody's okay, they're out. So I'm predicting now Tulsi Gabbard will be gone within weeks or a month. Because he knows that she was over all the intelligence agencies that gave him the assessment. Not her assessment, the 17 intelligence agencies, including the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Defense Department, others, the CIA, the NSA, not to do this. Now you got the United Nations Human Rights Diplomat high level resigns, warns UN preparing for possible use of nuclear weapons. And that Iran, that headline's great, but it kind of, people got confused. The UN's not preparing to use nuclear weapons. The UN is preparing for the United States or Israel's use of nuclear weapons. The UN is preparing for a nuclear war started by the United States and Israel. That's your headline. But the story's up on Infowars.com. Nuclear winter warning. UN diplomat steps down, cites safety concerns. UN diplomat quits, warns of possible nuclear war in Iran. Yeah, it's escalating. And the UN is internally getting ready for this, believing that it is now a probability. So he's in these briefings hearing all this, and he's freaking out, and rightfully so. The doomsday clock's never been closer to midnight with all the different think tanks and groups that look at it. But Trump's up there going, oh, I love the missiles. They're so cool. Wow, did you see us blow up all that stuff? Oh, my goodness, you blew up a patrol boat. Oh, you blew up some 18-wheelers. Wow. Mommy, wow. I'm a big boy now. So the Iranians put out these joke videos. I sent you one a few days ago. I didn't air it. Pull those up. Not just the Lego ones. They did another one where it's like they're like midgets, and so is the Ayatollah. But, I mean, I hate looking at people who I don't like and I don't support, the Shiite mullahs, but then when they're telling the truth on something, it's painful to side with them, just but that side with the truth. Now, they also lie constantly and claim, oh, we shot down this jet, that, it's all fake. So they're full of crap, too, but not on the big meat and potato stuff. And the truth is, they got the world economy by the huevos. The Secretary of the Treasury saying, no, Strait of Hormuz will stay closed for a while. You know, it's a long time. Thanks a lot, Netanyahu.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon. AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. I am here at Battle Host Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. You know, the world is going into an economic collapse by design. We have never faced more crises on more fronts. Hands down, we are in the most important and most dangerous time in human history. And still the average American, on average there's more people awake than ever, but still the average American thinks of Iran like it's a billion miles away. They think of foreign policy like it's some weird egghead thing. They think about inflation and Strait of Hormuz being closed, and they really don't connect with it. People are more upset about TSA lines because of the DHS shutdown, which is important, but it's nothing compared to what's coming with this closure of Strait of Hormuz for the last month and the aftershocks. Even if it was open tomorrow, we probably have now been totally screwed and the recovery's not going to happen. And then everything that comes with that and the U.S. defaulting on the debt and then just third world heldom. And the whole Great Reset coming back in. I mean, this is like being given a prison sentence for 50 years. I mean, this is like learning you've got brain cancer. This ain't good. This should have everybody on the edge of their seats. And still people don't have an urgency. And then you've got Lindsey Graham. We'll come back into this quick clip and show you this. There's more photos out now, literally walking around for 3 days while the government shut down and while the Senate won't pass a clean bill, wandering around with a princess, a foot long, a 14-inch long princess scepter, and caught playing with Mickey Mouse and riding children's rides by himself, creepy old man. I mean, if you just saw a guy that looks like him at Disney World by himself with the princess wand, you'd say, my God, that's a pervert. And then he's dancing around with Mickey Mouse, and he's running around and riding the rides by himself. Reportedly, didn't even have security with him. He was walking up talking to random women. You know he's on Xanax, folks. You know he's on benzos. Take one look at him. And he's so happy this war's happened. They're all having orgasms. This is a spiritual thing for them. So he went to celebrate, be one of the main instruments of this war, one of the ring wraiths. And imagine his celebration is not have all your friends and family over, have a big feast and thank God and maybe go out and do some clay shooting the next day or go for a hike or go for a hunt or something. His celebration is going to Disney World and walking around all day with a princess wand in his hand. That's a fucking lunatic. Excuse me. And then you see all the other crazies. These people are degenerate nutcases. And that's exactly the type of people that will end up causing a giant new world war that we're already in that could go nuclear so easy as becoming not a probability, but a serious probability. A critical probability, not a possibility, a serious probability. And that's what all the top experts say. So this is lunatic land.
You got Lutnick hanging out constantly with Epstein on his island, lying about it, living next door to him at 9/11. And he's all involved in insider trading, the main insider trading on United American on 9/11. It goes on and on. And Graham's defending himself for being partying during a shutdown. No, that's not even what's bad. It's that you're a grown man by yourself at Disney World for 2 or 3 days with a princess wand, dude. What's on your hard drive? I think we know. You got a 77-year-old man at Disney World with a princess wand. We know this guy is the type of guy that puts a trench coat on and goes to the women's bathroom. I mean, come on, people. That's 101. You tell any detective, hey, there's a 77-year-old man with a princess wand. They're either mentally ill or they're a pervert. Either way you slice it, it's completely insane. And why am I harping on this? Because him with that princess wand going around and doing that is everything you know about these psychotics and all the weird crap they're into. They're into deviancy. Imagine the sickness of starting a new world war, and then you go to Disney World to prance around with a princess wand. And talk. Yeah, here he is following little kids around. Oh, my God, I've got stacks of new photos of him. Yeah, more and more is going to come out because TMZ's put a bounty out for people that happen to check your film, check your footage. Do you have this guy on tape? And, of course, we got him creeping around behind little kids. Look, he's looking at that little kid, about a 3-year-old, 4-year-old. He's staring down at him. Eyeballing the produce. So just remember, that's who Trump's decided to ally himself with. Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, Lindsey Graham, Benjamin Netanyahu. And why would you have a princess one? So you talk to little girls. Look at that little girl he's following right there. I wonder if he showed her his wand. Hey, little girl, want to see my wand? You got now the text coming out of Huckabee sending Trump stuff about you're messianic, you're like Harry Truman, you're going to use the nuke. Oh, sir, this will make you the most important president ever. Be like Harry Truman, do what he did, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. And you got them teaching, and the Air Force is literally teaching on their main religious pamphlet broadcast system, everybody, we're going to trigger Armageddon. Praise the Lord. I've got Bible quotes from Matthew with Jesus saying, anybody tells you they're going to trigger my return, they're of the Antichrist. And look, I don't want to hate Hegseth. I don't want to hate these people. I think Hegseth's a true believer. And I like what he's doing about getting the DEI out of the military. And you got to be able to do one pull-up. You know, can't have 400-pound people in there. But there's this fetish for war, and it's so dangerous. So before I get into all this insane news, the thing I want to just say up front is, this is a trillion times more important than the Super Bowl. This is a trillion times more important than polishing your Porsche or whatever. This is a trillion times more important than your golf game. And I know so many smart men that know this stuff's right. They tell me, hey, good job, Alex. But then I ask him, I said, what are you doing? Well, I bought something once from you, or I shared one of your links. Look, you don't even need to support me, but you need to do something. We need you people to stop being spectators in this world. Think of everything as entertainment and that you're not part of the world. You just look out as spectators. No, you've got to get in the game as the man in the arena. Because they got Trump encapsulated. They got him to totally start shifting. And every sign we see is he's getting belligerent and worse. So Trump walked into a trap. We predicted it a year ago with Kirk Elliott. This was one of their only moves. You now look at the body language of Larry Fink and other globalists. They looked like they were dying 6 months ago. For the last year and a half, even before Trump got back in, they knew their own admissions were, we're done, everybody hates us. And now I look at Bill Gates when you see him pop up and Larry Fink, they look like 10 years has been put back on their life. They look like they got a spring in their step and they're floating on clouds or they're running on the moon, just jumping, bound, bound. They're like little happy Teletubbies because they got control of Trump. Used to, you'd hear him at a 2 a.m. interview. They said national news, Trump slurring his words, 25th Amendment in the first administration in the last 4 years before he won. And I'd go check. It was always a 2 a.m. interview when he's on the trail, totally exhausted. I'm slurring my words at 10 o'clock at night, even though I haven't been drinking any. And I've been up at 4 a.m. and I'm still in there at 10 o'clock at night. I literally will fall asleep while I'm on air because I'm still focusing. I'll kind of go, eat a big meal, I'm done. He's 79 years old. So I would check the times that he was slurring his words or saying weird stuff. He was exhaustion. This ain't exhaustion now. He's talking like a Fruit Loop in the morning and at noon and at 5 p.m. and at 10 p.m. You still see old flair. You still see some him kind of conscious here and there. But I know workaholics. I'm one. I know other workaholics, alpha, super type A's. And what happens is when you work, because I've said it for 2 days before, on just coughing, you know, not any stimulants other than that. And I started getting batty and weird like a day and a half into it. Well, Trump basically doesn't sleep. They say he sleeps even now. His ankles are all swollen up. That's evidence of congenital heart problems. And so this is so horrific because I'm going to talk about more later, but we needed Trump to succeed. And the midterms now, those are not just in question. They're in deep trouble. But unfortunately, I'm not even having to worry about that right now because the big problem is the world economic collapse with the Strait of Hormuz and potential nuclear war escalating. So it's like the old saying, oh, sorry, you slammed your thumb with a hammer driving a nail. Here, just cut that thumb off. That'll make it feel better. How about we cut the whole arm off? I felt bad because I had no shoes, so I saw a man who had no feet. So my grandfather would always tell my dad, he would complain a little bit when he was a kid. And he would, he had sayings like that about how bad feeling sorry for yourself is and how blaming other people is a big problem. And he didn't want to hear talk. He wanted to see results, action. And with Trump, it's just so horrible because my broadcast is as popular as it ever was on YouTube. We're back on YouTube. But it's not really what I'm saying. It's curated. So all the left takes clips out of context. They'll play 20 seconds out of context. Use me to attack conservatism. Use me to attack Trump. Use me to attack populism. Misrepresent what I've said. Get all the views because my name's in it. Millions and millions of views per video. Every day. I can't even keep track of it, but just hundreds of hosts doing it. 100,000 here, 300,000 there, a million here, 2 million there, 5 million there. Just, I can't even just blah, 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 just tens of millions of views every day. And of course, YouTube, Google lets them do it because it's beautiful for them. They can misrepresent what I say out of context, add my credibility to it to the public. When I always add the provisos, they're 10 times worse and absolute scum. And I explain how important it is to win the midterms and get more good people in. And we got a lot done good with Trump until he went sideways, and I'm proud we got him in. It's been one hell of a fight. But they always cut that proviso out and everything else I say around it. And it's a real problem because I need to be able to say all the truth things here, but then I'm trying to figure out how to do this without them repurposing what I'm doing with deception. But just know this. When you're seeing 20-second clips, you're being deceived. And that's why it's so important to actually come to the actual broadcast and to the segments and see what I actually said in totality. But I wanted to play this short clip that McBreen made right before the last Super Bowl a few months ago. Dealing with the fact that this is the real Super Bowl of our lives and our future. So somehow, we get the average American to care half as much about freedom and having glyphosate out of the food and the poison shots and World War III and the declining dollar and the Strait of Hormuz. And to take this stuff seriously, we would be in such a better world. How do I do that? Here it is. This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win and they all care and they come together and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire.
Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, they're all nervous. Everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money all of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV. Like, there'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, not only is this incredibly destructive of the economy, and our whole recovery plan, meaning we'll fall into the debt trap of BlackRock and the Rothschilds for their social engineering and the bondage that comes with them killing a free market capitalist, upwardly mobile, open society and converting it over to this great reset system. It's not just that I'm upset about the money or that we'll be in debt or there'll be more crime and the people won't be able to afford a home or have children. It's all the social engineering that comes with it, like not being able to have a family and have children. And then being replaced with giant third world populations that have been brainwashed. Economic mobility and economic freedom and economic ability to compete is the ultimate atmosphere of a free society. And privacy and all the things that come with it. You must have it. But in the immediate time, 13,500 as of this morning, target struck. And in those different operations, sometimes dozens of weapons were dropped. So we're talking 100,000, 200, no, I mean, nobody knows. Bombs and missiles. And when the A-10 Warthogs get involved, they're going to be firing thousands of DU Sabo rounds. Each one of them can destroy a tank. Spews radioactive dust everywhere. Each one's a dirty bomb. It's just unspeakable. And all that's being geared up and all that's getting ready. And some people are like, oh, great. He says he's going to leave the Strait of Hormuz to Iran and make the Arabs make a coalition to go move them out of the way. That's just Trump knocking heads to then get Europe and the Arab states to beg us to go open it and go to full war. He wants to get them to beg us to go to full war. So it looks like he's doing it because he was begged to, not Israel use its lobby to push our government to do this. Trump balked at the end, so Israel struck to drag us in. That's all admitted. I mean, I love, oh, there's this big problem, Ben Shapiro said, and Mark Levin and all, and Lindsey Graham and Trump now. This is your fault, EU and Arab states. You need to clean up your problem attacking Iran and then close the Strait of Hormuz that they passed in their parliament last June to do if we attacked. We attacked, we closed it, and how dare you get in there and fix it.
And I hate being in the position to have to sit here and just, but almost everything Trump says is pure crap now. And I don't get talking points from anybody. I don't get paid to say what I say. I always go with the truth. And it is with great disgust I do this. And he's the guy in charge right now. He's the guy that can stop all this right now. So we're forced to focus on him. And it's quite the spectacle, and it's a great betrayal. But I've told Harrison Smith this, and I've told her other crew this. Because I'm telling myself this. We also need to figure out a way to spend a lot of our time on the leftist, BlackRock, the globalist, the pedo rings, the open border crowd, and all the things they want to do, and how they want to put us all in prison. We got to figure out how we're going to balance dealing with Trump versus how much time we spend on the global conglomerate that is the psychotic left and their little buddy Islam, their big buddy, that red-green alliance. And I know the answer. We've got to put it into form here. We've got to put it into really my talking points. I create a lot of the talking points that then get picked up in society by smart people. So do you. We all have an effect. We have to realize, though, that I don't think Trump's going to stop. Sometimes you could get through to Trump, he'd listen, he's more pig-headed than ever. So I think we just have to sit here and try to influence people in his cabinet and other governments to try to mitigate the destructiveness of what he's doing and pray a lot and just keep informing the public so they know what's really going on. But then we have to move on and put pressure on Congress and the state governments on all the domestic and economic and cultural issues, because just sitting here criticizing Trump all day and chronicling how full of just ignorance he is, I wouldn't even call him a liar, but you see him in the same day flip-flop five or six times on the war topic. I've got a compilation of videos here. Dozens of times he said the war's been won, showing the date. Started saying it 3 days into this war, 31 days ago. It's just insulting. You know, which Trump am I supposed to listen to? The one that for 10 years said no war in Iran, how terrible it was, the Strait of Hormuz will get closed, or this new one that showed up 6 months ago? So, that's where we are. And I am just completely horrified by it. Now, let's pull this video up. There's several of these in 87, 88, 89, where Trump was talking about taking Iran's oil, and if they do anything to us, we're going to go in there and take them out. And there's several of these clips I'll actually get to next segment, where he says, oh, I'd take out Iran. So people are saying, oh, see, that meant he's not lying to us. His main campaign promise was no big wars and not going boots to the ground in Iran. And then they got him to support Midnight Hammer, and I told you they would then come back and say, see, sir, it didn't work, and now we're trapped into this. And then they got him to support regime change, the uprisings. Those got crushed, so he felt committed to those people. So he's trying to follow through what he said, but he's breaking other promises, and it's not working. That's the key. I mean, I would have been so happy 3 days into this, 4 days in, if I was wrong, and the regime fell. That didn't happen, folks. That's not where we are. We'll be right back. Stay with me. I got huge news ahead.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Hegseth, who I personally like and I think is great in many ways, and I hate criticizing, but I just have to do it, is coming out with more and more statements that just are not based in reality and that are critical of the president's base, which I'm out in the streets, I'm online, I talk to friends, family, neighbors, I talk to the military on air, off air. I made a lot of calls this morning to Navy SEALs and Delta Force, current and former, canvassing them, and they said almost everyone in their units and the retirees as well are really worried about Trump and say they basically agree with me wholeheartedly. Other than one Delta Force guy I talked to this morning, who's very famous, was very high up. He said, we train for this a lot. We can do it with, you know, the support groups, and we would just hold the nuclear bases while the specialists went in and got the material. With the close air support, we can do it, though it is an extremely dangerous mission. And I said, well, like a suicide mission? He's like, no, we can do it. We don't call it that, and we have the assets.
We've trained a lot. Wouldn't say we wouldn't have casualties, but we can do it. So, you know, the more badass they are in history, you know, the more they're like, we can do it. Yeah, no, we can do it. So, point is that I'm canvassing veterans in active duty on air. You've heard the calls. I'm doing it off air. The feedback I'm getting everywhere, the general public does not like this. The active duty does not like this. The veterans, the war heroes, they don't like it. They act like Joe Kent's just this one guy. And they literally call him a traitor, a piece of garbage, a coward, a scumbag. All of them, Bongino, all of them. 11 combat tours, highly decorated. Then a CIA commando, wife killed in covert operations in Syria, and they just call him a piece of crap. And the leader of a neo-Nazi movement when he's been pro-Israel. And then all the Jew haters go, oh, we don't trust Kent. He's been pro-Israel. He's still pro-Israel. Every former Israeli intelligence chief was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and they said, this is insane for everybody. Netanyahu's out of his mind because they can think multiple steps ahead. You think all those former Israeli intelligence heads like Iran? The Joint Chiefs of Staff gave Trump a plan, and they said, this is a 90%+ chance of failure. And Trump is pissed off that he was wrong, and he's got headsets and others going around criticizing those of us that were right. And we're just saying, you need to end this. And I think it's a negotiation tactic. I think he has no intention of giving up, no intention of pulling out and declaring victory when he threatens Europe and the Arabs, saying, you don't know how to fight. You go take the strain. I'm about to leave and turn it over to Iran. He's doing that to get them to take action, to suck them into supporting a wider war and ground invasion. It's not about the nuclear material or the missiles now. It is about regime change. The United States of America is committed to this and going for broke. This is all part of the larger world war that we're now in. The CIA calls it World War IV. Mark Levin has a lot of fun with that. Jones is crazy. What is next week, World War V? Sorry you don't know the actual history, big guy. The great one. I speak at a level that you hear former State Department officials call in and on the air by name. Kiriakou, former, you know, CIA leader, he said on air, basically no other host knows as much as I do about this that wasn't in there. Because this is what I study, okay? You guys all know about football. You guys all know about your golf swing. That's fine. I know about this. And this is bad for America and bad for the world. And the gall of people all over the place to call me a Qatari or Iranian agent, say it to my face, I'm going to break your nose. I'm serious. I have sacrificed so much for this country, for everybody's freedom, and I've been through hell to stand against the globals trying to get this country back, and we were taking the country back, and we were this close. We've already had so much success. We put them behind a decade. And to watch Trump crap it all away is painful. I don't gleefully criticize Trump. I hate it. But I have to do it. And Trump is completely full of crap. Now, the neo on this issue, on everything else, dead on. The neocons and even Trump have been reposting these videos. I got a couple of them. Where back in the 80s, he said what he's doing now. People go, oh my God, he's a time traveler. How do you say this then? He talked to military people. This was the doctrinal stuff back then. This has been war gamed up one side and down the other. But it was never done because of the low probability of success. But Netanyahu sucked us into this. And is it working out the way the Joint Chiefs said it would? The way Tulsi Gabbard said it would? The way Joe Kent said it would? Or is it working out the way Ben Shapiro and the great one Mark Levin said it would? No, it's working out the way we said it would. A month ago they said, don't worry, this will be over in days. Is it over? Trump said it's over. We've won. It's falling. As if you like make a wish and it's Oprah Winfrey's secret and it all comes true. And then I got these Hegseth clips. And remember, in the middle of this, one of the main architects of it has come out of congressional hearings, billions funded Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and ISIS. Lindsey Graham, the bag man. McCain and him used to famously go over and meet with him. He's running around following little girls around with them. They're now got new photos out looking down and following little girls around like Joe Biden. A 70-something-year-old man, hell's Lindsey Graham, look it up, by himself at Disney World for 2.5 days, following little kids around with a princess wand. That's who is in charge. You see him on TV, he acts like he's in charge. He says, I'll do this. I guarantee country's that. Like he's the president. How do you feel when your leader is 70 years old? How do you feel when the real president of the country is a guy that follows little girls around at Disney World with a princess wand? President Lindsey Graham. And his vice president, Benjamin Netanyahu. And then the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Mike the Woodchuck Huckabee. Mr. President, you're Harry Truman, drop nukes. You'll be the greatest president ever. You'll be the president that ends the world. Do it. So here's one of the clips of Trump talking about what he'd do to Iran. And then the new Trump for the last 20-something years was against it. But now I guess we do have the old Trump. Here it is.
Because I'm running for the presidency. I'm here because I'm personally tired of seeing this great country of ours being ripped off.
But as far as Trump is concerned, our allies are only part of the problem. The real culprit is Iran.
Why couldn't we go in and take over some of their oil, which is along the sea?
How would you do that? Would you send in the Marines? Would you take a chance in a war?
Let them have Iran. You take their oil. That's what
How?
How?
I mean, do we want a war? What
you
do we mean we
in,
take their oil?
You go in. You're
how
gonna
do
have a
we
war,
go
Robert.
In?
You're going to have a war by being weak.
Okay, how do we go in? What do we do?
Excuse me. Yeah. You're going to have a war. And it's going to start in the Middle East.
What if the Soviet Union said, you do this to Iran, we're going to come in?
I don't believe they'd do it. The next time Iran attacks this country, go in and grab one of their big oil installations. And I mean grab it and keep it and get back your losses, because this country has lost plenty because of Iran.
People go, oh, the genius of it. Already the Soviet Union was falling apart then. They knew the Middle East was the next sandbox, not China. We made a deal with China, which they broke 18 years ago. So I'll take the Trump from 10 years ago, not the Trump from 37 years ago or the Trump of today. Now, let's get into Hegseth. Look at this first clip, clip 5. As far as President Trump and boots on the ground, I don't understand why the base, talking about Trump supporters, which had that fake CNN poll that 100%, we called 10 MAGA supporters and they all supported. Oh, really? Well, 9 out of 10 Trump supporters I know don't support the war. They all say what I say. Too bad it didn't work quick. Now they close the strait. We need to get out of this. We don't need boots on the ground. It's the same thing. When I say 9 out of 10, I don't know anybody. And I mean hardcore conservatives and veterans that support this. But don't worry. Trump was on the 5 a few days ago and said it's total support, 100%. But there are these former supporters that are just stupid. Oh, yeah, we're real stupid, Trump. As far as President Trump and boots on the ground, I don't understand why the base wouldn't have faith in our ability to execute on this. Look at his track record. Not getting us into wars and then going into Venezuela, which I supported because of the Monroe Doctrine and the gunboat diplomacy and the Barbary Pirate precedent and Thomas Jefferson and the fact that Cuba was backstopped by China now, not Russia, in Venezuela, stealing our elections. On record, they've now been indicted, the companies, it's all been vindicated, still in 2020, and working with the Mexican cartels, yes, our hemisphere, secure it. But they didn't get rid of the communist leader, they just had them there working for us now. Let's have those elections. You're not going to clip a Trump saying, oh, I love Kim Jong-un, he's in full control, everyone salutes him, does what they say, I want to be like that. And I thought when he said that, got caught on a hot mic, it was a joke. Now we see it's not so much a joke, is it? That's my problem with regime change. The globalists never want to put something in better because they want something unstable. Remember the Netanyahu police interview? He's like, yeah, I funded Hamas. Yeah, Israel created Hamas before I was in power to go in and destabilize the Muslims so they wouldn't have good leadership that would actually work with us. We put crazies in. That's not cool, man. Lindsey Graham funding Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Boko Haram, ISIS. That's not cool. And then he tells us, give your rights up and go to war because of these very groups that you are literally the sugar daddy for. And it is beautiful they're having congressional hearings on that now. When I was talking about 25 years ago, people thought I was a space alien. And by the way, I talked to Mark Mitchell. By the way, what's going on with Mark? He usually comes on quickly. What's ETA on Mark Mitchell coming on from Rasmussen, top pulse in the world? He was warned of this 8 months ago, 6 months ago. The slide started. These are real numbers, folks, and I see it in the streets. Trump is at 33%. He was up at 56 6 months ago. The most popular he's ever been. In independents that 80% voted for him, he's lost 80%. In men under 45, he's lost half of them. Trump is in free fall, and that means we're in free fall in the midterms. Unless Republican candidates say, we are real America firsters. We like Trump in the past. We're sorry he's obviously had an aneurysm or something or a stroke, but we're not Trump. We're going to stop the Democrats and their plan for defunding the police and open borders and transgenderism and pedophilia and men and women's sports and giant tax increases and gun confiscations. We need to say we're the original populist Tea Party Republicans that got Trump in. Just because he's been betraying us, we're not. We need to get more good members of Congress. We need to electioneer even harder. Even harder. That is the clear way out of this. We have to say, too bad Trump ran off the edge of a cliff. I don't think he's coming back from it. But triage him, isolate him, and explain, we're not him, and we're not the Democrats 10 times worse. We're not the Democrats 10 times worse, and we're not him, and we're morally against this, and blowing up Iranian water supplies, he's talking about, war crime, any way you cut it. Put pressure on him not to do that, and just continue on the moral, proper way to behave, not stick our finger in the wind and see which way it's blowing, but also not become frothing and wild-eyed attacking Trump and getting Trump derangement syndrome and joining the left and letting them then use that to destroy our populist base. That is the way through this. I've prayed about it. I've thought about it. I've worked on it. We've got to create some basic factoids and charts of this, and people like to see it contemporaneously so they can absorb that. But we need to get on this now. Get on the messaging. Get the truth out there. Because our populists, take back America, take back the world for the technocrat, mad scientist, death cult, George Soros, Bill Gates, Larry Fink, Klaus Schwab system is in free fall because people are focusing on Trump going sideways instead of all the horrible stuff they're doing and have done, and they're reconstituting right now. Just remember, he'll be gone in 2.5 years. When your ankles swell up 3 times the size they were before, that means heart failure. And he does look sick. And he does babble and, you know, sound like the brain's not doing too hot. And so we just cut bait on Trump, and we just mobilize against the Democrats. And we mobilize against neocons, we primary them, and we just fight even harder because look at how we've turned the tide. Look at all the good we've done. There's a fourth turning. Populists, nationalists, conservatives are winning everywhere. There's a Christian reawakening. And Trump is just a minor figure in all of that now. And we have to be appreciative of the old Trump that went through so much and got so much done. And that's the Trump we remember, and we're just sad because that happens. Listen, my dad's dad was all there when he died. I was there when he died. But my mother's dad, who was the smartest person I probably ever knew, he was not there the last year. And seeing him with dementia and seeing him and all the stuff, one of the few things I'm ashamed of, because I went over there every week since I lived in Austin. They were here in Austin first. You know, I moved down here from Dallas in high school. And by the time he went to the nursing home and the stuff, it was so painful to go see him. I went and saw him like once a month. He'd cry and beg me not to leave and beg me to take him with him. I should have done it, even though it was a big burden. But it was like he fell all over the place. He was out of his mind half the time. He couldn't hold down food. His throat was paralyzed from a stroke and heart attack. And I remember he begged and cried the last time I walked out of that room, and he was dead a week later. I have nightmares about it, but, you know, The man I knew was the man before that was my father, my grandfather. That's the man. That's the man. Not the man he was that last year. And that we need to be sad about Trump. This is not funny. This is not good. But he's gone. And that's it. And all the people rallied around him. You can see Hegseth freaked out. You can see the press secretary's freaked out. They're being loyal. They think it's the lesser of two evils. And I Trump needs intervention. He needs to take some time off. We need to pray for Trump. The Holy Spirit touch his heart and loose him from whatever evil control he's under. I'm serious. And I think that's the answer. We need to pray for President Trump. We need to pray for other people to be awakened. We need to pray for justice and peace because we're in so much danger. So I'm just wargaming, openly brainstorming here on air about what I think. I want to know what you think. I'm opening the phones up for first-time callers right now. We'll take calls all next hour. Victor Boot, who nobody else gets to interview. He's a regional leader, former soldier and top Russian operative, mercenary, former political prisoner. And while he was in prison for 10 years over here, on AM, guess who he listened to? It's the only reason he does this show. He doesn't really do other interviews. So nobody gets Victor Boot. So that's coming up. Now, that's where we are. So basically, I'm saying my grandfather was dead a year before he physically died. The brain was gone. Dignified, smart, tough, super ahead of the curve, a futurist, a veteran, a prospector, a wildcatter. He'd done it all. And he was dead a year before he physically died. And I think Trump's starting to enter that territory right now. And that's the analogy I've got for you. And that's what I really think. And the left will take 5-second clips out of that and have it out of context. That's fine. That's what liars do. We know you're a bunch of lying scum. You're going to do what you do. But people that know the truth know the truth. Here's a few clips of Hegseth. I mean, they just get worse and worse. I mean, this is just horrible. Hey, Hegseth, you say, why don't we trust you? You guys said that the Strait of Hormuz would be opened. You said they wouldn't close to begin with. You said it would last 4 days. You said dozens and dozens of times that the war had already been won. So look at our past performance. Well, in your first big real war, not the snatch and grab of Maduro that was incredible, you then say just trust boots on the ground. So now we're never boots on the ground, he promised, to, hey, trust boots on the ground, which we knew they were going to do because all the talking heads are saying the same script. And we get deeper and deeper and deeper into, what do they call those little games? They're like woven bamboo, and it's like called Chinese finger torture or whatever. But the point is, it's a toy. But I guess the Chinese would have a real one that actually tortures you. But you stick your fingers in it, and the more you try to pull out, the tighter it gets. And that's the thing. I liken it to sticking your pecker in a beehive. It's quicksand. So that's why, Hegseth, we're not stupid. Air superiority does not mean very much when you actually go in to fight people on the ground. Look at Ukraine for the Russians. Not a cakewalk. Or the Ukrainians. And the Iranian military is stronger and larger than the Ukrainian one. And they're just as tough. The Ukrainians are tough. They're basically Russians. So this is like Russia taking on Ukraine. It's like us taking on two Ukraines. And once you get on the ground, almost all the advantage is lost. Because they have 20 times the troops, folks, and they're willing to die. So yeah, we'll kill a bunch of them. It doesn't matter. It's called a Pyrrhic victory. You win a war, but it ends up taking you out in the end. It's like in Gladiator, and it's based on a composite of three true stories. That really happened. There was a gladiator actually fought an emperor, and they stabbed him to cheat, and he ended up killing him, but then he died after. And now you can see in Gladiator, it's a real victory. He got the bad guy, but he died right after. That's a Pyrrhic victory. You win the contest, then you fall over dead 5 minutes later. Or you go into a total depression, and you're no longer the superpower. Right when the globalists had us teed up for that. This was their play. I predicted it. It's not like I'm just saying it now, and that's clear that's what this is. I said it before, because that's what we do. But there's still time to pull out. Here's the clip.
As far as President Trump and boots on the ground, I don't understand why the base, which they have already, they understand, wouldn't have faith in his ability to execute on this. Look at his track record of pursuing peace through strength, America first outcomes. What he's simply saying, and it's exactly true, and I've said from this podium too, we're not going to foreclose any option. You can't fight and win a war if you tell your adversary what you are willing to do or what you are not willing to do, to include boots on the ground. Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are. So if we needed to, we could execute those options on behalf of the President of the United States and this department. Or maybe we don't have to use them at all. Maybe negotiations work, or maybe there's a different approach. But the point is to be unpredictable in that. Certainly not let anybody know what you're willing to do or not do. But if anybody has internalized the lessons of Iraq and Afghanistan as the first one, President Trump, to call them out for what they are, he's not going to repeat those lessons. And I think I've been very clear about that from the podium.
And that's why Trump's now saying we may just stop and leave the Strait of Hormuz to Iran and then make the Arabs fight them for it, which will continue to destroy the world economy, including ours. You see, it's called the Strait of Hormuz, Hegseth. And that's why the Pentagon report, I know once the president attacked, you went along with him. That's what you're supposed to do. I get it. I'm not criticizing you for that. The point is that the Pentagon said don't do it. They've already passed the law to do this. And then Trump's like, they won't do that. They know I'll hit them hard if they do. Well, did they? Did they call your bluff? And he's on the phone negotiating. They're not even talking to him. When they let out oil to Pakistan and India and China, which they already do, Trump takes credit. He's lying to us. It's a fact. Stop lying to me, Trump. It's pissing me off. Because in the past, the left called him a liar and everything. I go analyze it. 99% of the time, it was true. When it was wrong, when it was a lie, he was just wrong. Now, I'm getting half of what Trump says is a lie now. Will it be 90% next week? All right, I got more Hegseth clips. Your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, first-time callers. Your take on Trump. Am I wrong? Am I right? What should he do? What do you think is going to happen in the future? Other issues, whatever you want to talk about, let's go. Let's do it. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And I almost forgot, we got a former ballistics expert in Green Beret coming on at the bottom of the hour to pop in on Charlie Kirk, the biggest news yet. I always said 30-06 doesn't just shoot into a throat and bounce off of it. And I said, if they can't match the ballistics with 30-06, you know it's a cover-up. Turns out the ATF says they can't match it. It's not a 30-06. Wow. Yeah. We knew it was a cover-up. Now the question is, who did it? It's all coming up. Don't forget, we got a lot of special items that are selling out quick, like the incredible Faraday bag at theolivesfieldstore.com and the new iodine, better than X2, truly atomic, at theolivesfieldstore.com. Get yours while supplies last.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I think, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe is going on and coming next and how to stop it, and how to promote the good and how to fight the bad. People all the time email me, or family even says, why did you say that horrible thing about yourself? Because my brain is geared to that, and I'll say good stuff too. You hear me tell a story? It's true. You hear me talk about something that happened? It's true. Because I have shifted my brain completely. I was never a big liar, but I've lied quite a bit to my parents. You drink that vodka liquor cabinet? Oh, no. Oh, really? Well, beat your ass. You take $20 out of your mother's wallet? No. Yeah, you did. Boom. The point is that at least for 10 years, I have almost achieved no lying. I catch myself when I was just slipping up and spinning something. I don't want my brain like that. I want it trained to report the truth. I want it to work like that and not have to get into lies or spin. Nobody tells me what to say. I'm in charge of me. Now, we're going to go to break and come back because a bunch of stations don't carry us, and go to your phone calls, go to a bunch of other clips and news, more headset stuff. We have this incredible Charlie Kirk development, the biggest yet. And the media's trying to spin it. Oh, the defense says the bullet doesn't match. No, the ATF says it doesn't match. That's it. I said, you know, back at the time, I said, if they can't produce a match and they can't produce a 30-06 bullet of the fragments, then obviously a 30-06 didn't shoot him in the throat. Okay. Didn't come out the back, folks. I have shot all wild hogs, big deer, you name it, 30-06. And they go right through. Blows a huge 5-inch hole on the side. I've shot deer at 800 yards. With a 30-06, and the bullet went in 2 feet, bounced off the part of the body where the legs go in and attach, pelvis, and bounced all the way back out and shot out the side. But the idea that it's going to hit a soft area like that and go down and then bounce back up is horse shit. And we now know we were lied to. And we knew then, but now I said, if they can't match the bullet and they can't present it, obviously Robinson thought he was part of it. Obviously he was in a tranny cult. Obviously 10 people in the 3 days before said he'll be dead tomorrow at the event. A bunch of people were there celebrating around when it happened and doing diversions so Robinson can get away. Robinson is a patsy. You know how it works? You just get the guy you want to set up at the scene. Watch the movie Shooter. It's fiction, but it's exactly how it works. Same thing was done to McVeigh. Ballistics prove Kirk was not shot with 30-06. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. These Green Berets did tests where they shot full-size cow bones, thigh bones, pelvis bones, you name it. It goes right through it. Right through it. Right through it. Right through feet and feet of meat. So that's coming up. Now, I didn't really plug it the last hour. I plugged for 20 seconds. That's not going to cut the mustard around here. I need funds. These products are absolutely superlative and fabulous. The new Big Faraday backpack with dozens of internal pockets and all the supplements free in there, and the big battle knife. The knife itself is worth like $100. The big trench knife, skull crusher. Brass Knuckles Murdered Out, limited edition inscription, America First, with a limited edition t-shirt, two bottles of Shilajit, two bottles of Irish Seamoss, everything else in there. It's a $600 value. For at cost for VIP members, $199, $249 for everybody else. And it's going to sell out by the end of the week. The last time they got 500, they got 2,000 of these. And over 1,000, I mean, it's more about 1,500 have sold. So it'll be sold out in days. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It's a great deal. We want you to try the supplements. It's basically a loss leader. Get yours now while you still can. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to visit our troops fighting in Operation Epic Fury. We were on the ground, in CENTCOM on Saturday for about half the day. For reasons of operational security, so those troops are not targeted, the places and bases will not be named. So on the talks, I can tell you, having been with Steve and Jared and the Vice President and many, Marco and many others yesterday, they are very real. They are ongoing. They're active, and I think gaining strength. And we appreciate that. As I said in my remarks, we would much prefer to get a deal. If Iran was willing to relinquish material they have and ambitions they have, open this, great. That's the goal. We don't want to have to do more militarily than we have to. But I didn't mean it flippantly when I said, in the meantime, we'll negotiate with bombs. Our job is to ensure that we compel Iran to realize that this new regime, this regime in charge, is in a better place if they make that deal. A crew chief we flew with summed it up nicely. He said, it's been a busy few weeks, sir. Tough stuff. But I'm so honored to be called up. This fight is long overdue. We need to address it for our kids. We cannot pass the buck. Please thank the president from us. I heard that time and time again. I asked each young American, what do you need? And nobody said better equipment. Nobody said more comfortable living conditions. Nobody said send me home. Well, of course, eventually we want all those things. They do too. What those Americans said to me, young and old, officer and NCO, male and female, black and white, was, let's finish the mission. Get us even more bombs, bigger bombs, more targets. Let us finish this. The new Iranian regime should know that by now. This new regime, because regime change has occurred, should be wiser than the last. President Trump will make a deal. He is willing. And the terms of the deal are known to them. If Iran is not willing, then the United States War Department will continue with even more intensity.
I have no doubt that the soldiers and sailors and Marines you talked to said that. But everybody I'm talking to is saying the opposite. What do you expect them to say to the Secretary of Defense to his face? Standing around, surrounded by people. And they're trained to do that. We got great soldiers. You know, they signed up for this. It's a volunteer force. But it's up to us as citizens to look at this and say, this is crazy. And now you got Netanyahu running around again saying, Iran's still trying to kill Trump. So first it's nuclear weapons, and then it's missiles, and then it's their uranium, and then it's the Strait of Hormuz. And now, oh, they're trying to kill Trump. We got to get them. Remember, George W. Bush went into Iraq saying they did 9/11 and that Iraq was trying to kill his daddy. Here's Netanyahu. They tried to kill President Trump twice. They're still trying to kill him. No, known al-Qaeda groups funded by Lindsey Graham and others went out and hired jihadi nutballs to try to come here and kill Trump. Remember, it came out in Congress last year and again last week that Lindsey Graham himself was the bag man before that McCain. Billions of these groups currently You have leaders calling for his arrest for treason. It's unbelievable. Here's Netanyahu.
Look, if you remember what happened before the war, Iran was the great bully of the Middle East and the world. It was the prime sponsor of state terrorism across many continents, including in the Western Hemisphere, including, by the way, with Venezuela and with others. And they killed and maimed more Americans than any other force in recent decades. Thousands and thousands killed and maimed in Afghanistan by Iranian IEDs. They bombed your embassies. They tried to kill President Trump twice. They're still trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Most importantly is they chant death to America. They also say death to Israel, but they say America is the great Satan. They're religious zealots, and they have to wipe out Western culture led by America. And Israel is considered the little Satan because we're just standing in their way of conquering the Middle East, which is their preliminary step of getting to America and hitting America.
So we're getting a lot of propaganda from Israel and the United States right now. It's very sad. But remember, in the last 2 weeks, it was the top trending thing for days and days that Netanyahu was dead. And I looked at it and I said, I believe he's alive. And the anti-Israel crowd said, you're on your payroll, you're working for Israel. No, I just called balls and strikes. Netanyahu is alive. The Iranians don't have missiles that can get the 10-story under bunkers that Netanyahu lives in. Did they bomb the bunker he lives in? Yeah. Did it penetrate the first floor into the second? Yeah. But people are, you're not going along with our propaganda. You see footage of a fighter jet getting shot down. It's from a video game. You can see it's fake. You think our fighter jets fly at 1,000 feet over Tehran? Soon as I saw it, then Grok's like, no, this was made by this type of AI. I said, this is fake. No, it's not. The Iranians are winning. They're winning closing the Strait of Hormuz because they're willing to fight to the death because they're holding us hostage with that. But they're not winning when it comes to the kinetic overall war. Have they been defanged? Yes. So it should end, right? So just because we got a bunch of propaganda over here doesn't mean everything the Iranians say is true either. That's just what I do. I go analyze something. Is it true? Is it not? Trump, they gave us 10 ships. They gave us 5 ships. They gave us... Iran's been letting those through for weeks if they're Pakistan, India, Russia, North Korea. It's a lie. It's a lie that Netanyahu's dead. Who was right? I got called, it trended, millions of views attacking me, all these people. Oh, look, he's an Israeli operative. He says Netanyahu's not dead. What does that have to do with it? I just call balls and strikes. By the way, I'm glad Netanyahu's not dead. Turns him into a martyr. He's a stand trial for the October 7th standout. Think ahead here. I don't say what I want to believe. I say what the evidence shows. Those aren't gifts to the U.S., people that have paid for oil. They let it through. Iran has said that. Now they're announcing they're going to have a toll. And they'll charge countries whatever they want to come through. Under Thomas Jefferson's precedent with the Barbary War, if they'd close that without a provocation, we would have all the right to go to war with them. But we started it, so we don't under international law. And now Iran is flexing its muscles. And Trump doesn't have any maneuverability unless magically he gets the regime to quit, which they're not going to do. That's why it needs to end. I'm ranting. You know, this was last week, but I got to play it again. The creepiness of the Israeli ambassador to the United States. That's what he really is. Mike Huckabee, who I don't hate as a person on domestic policy and stuff, but on foreign policy, he's a crazy person. Red heifers, end of the world, make Jesus come back. Give me a break. That quotes Jesus talking about false prophets saying they know when I'm coming back. And you know, I'm going to read that in a moment and go to your calls. But he's like, oh, I've got a list here of who we're killing. And he goes, oh, I'm on the list, Emma. Oh, no, you're a good puppy. And he sits there and pats him on the head in a literal sycophantic exercise of subservience. And the body language of Huckabee is just servile beyond belief to a foreign power that attacked first and drug us into this and brags about it. And these guys are so out of touch, they think this would be received well. It was received universally with revulsion. Here's the clip.
Mr. Prime Minister, I want you to know the president asked me to come and make sure you were okay.
Yes, Mike. Yes, I'm alive.
I checked that, and I'm happy to see that. But he wanted to make sure because, you know, you guys get along too well.
I know, and we shake hands with five fingers in each hand. You know, but I have to tell you, I'm alive, but I have this card.
Oh.
And, yeah, don't read it. So it's a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Today I erased two names on the punch cards, and you see how many more to go on this batch.
You know what the good news is? My name is not on the punch card.
Your name is on the list of the good guys.
Thank you.
And what the president and the U.S. forces are doing is incredible. We're very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. And getting rid of these lunatics who'd like to develop nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to every American city after wiping out Israel. They ain't going to do that. We're wiping them out.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for not killing me. Was Charlie Kirk's name on the list at one point? Because we know he was against the war. We know he had Trump's ear. That's confirmed by me talking to him and his own public statements, but also his emails and text messages have been released, and by Joe Kent. Was he on that list? Because he literally was getting Trump not to go to war? I remember back a year ago, I was at Tucker Carlson's house for lunch and dinner, and the next day, it's right by a studio, and he was telling me behind-the-scenes stuff off record about this stuff. Netanyahu threats and all the rest of it, and how they were in there and how Kirk was in there too trying to stop it. And Tucker was making jokes about Netanyahu killing him. But they weren't really jokes. So now that we have the head of the ADL saying we need to use explosive pagers on Americans that even criticize Israel, well then now that we know it wasn't a 30-06 shot and it's a cover-up, we know Cash Patel ordered a cover-up. That came out. Well, then, am I on Netanyahu's list? Is Tucker Carlson on the list? Will Netanyahu sign my death warrant? Will he sign Tucker Carlson's death warrant? That's a serious question. Oh, Mike Huckabee. Oh, please don't kill me. Please. Oh, man, look, you're a good puppy. You are on the list of good doggies. Oh, thank you for not killing me, sir. I mean, he might as well, like, brown nose him right there on the spot. I mean, this is sick. I mentioned this and I'm going to your calls. Because you've got Trump commanders tell troops prepare for Jesus' return and issuing Armageddon. We're initiating Armageddon. The Bible says you have the Antichrist rule for all these years, all this stuff happens, then the Battle of Armageddon, and it's in Megiddo. It's in the Golan Heights. It's in Israel, not in Iran. Matthew 24:11, 24:24, the King James Version, warned that many false prophets shall rise and deceive many, performing great signs and wonders, as to deceive the very elect, if it were possible. These figures will appear during the end times, claiming to be Christ or speaking in his name to mislead believers before the second coming. And Jesus and the disciples went on and on and on, say, pages of this, to explain that they will tell you they know the time of the coming, or that they know what's going to happen, and they're liars. The false prophet of the end times is specifically identified, Revelation 13:11-18, as the second beast who works signs in the presence of the Antichrist. The figure is described as coming out of the earth, speaking like a dragon, and ultimately being cast alive into the lake of fire alongside the beast in the second coming of Christ. Key biblical warnings regarding false prophets, and specifically saying they know the timing of Christ's return. Not good stuff. Not good. And I love evangelicals. I went to evangelical churches and Baptists and all that. Not that they're the same thing, but I went to both and also went to Methodist some. It was like church 5 days a week when I was a kid. Let's go to grandma. Let's go to the neighbors. Let's go here. It's just church. It was fine. I had a lot of fun. Especially at apocalypse dinners and, you know, play volleyball or whatever. But it was always, oh, Jesus comes back in 89 and then many years later, 89 is how it comes back in 92, and you know, just, it's just crazy town. And Jesus told us and warned us about that. See? Let's go to Dave in California on Trump's obvious decline. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You've covered like six topics since I connected to your phone screener, so I'll try to stay on topic here. A big fan, 10 years now, big listener. You mentioned earlier before the break that Trump's health was kind of like not great, like his toes are swollen or feet were swollen or something like that.
No, his ankles are as big as my thighs.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm a Trump voter, I guess you could say supporter. I voted three times for him. I'm not totally in support of this war. Like, you know, like most people, we didn't vote for this. We don't really want it, but here it is. In the past, Trump has kind of performed in a way where, like, he misdirects people where, you know, he'll do one thing and they say 5D chess. That's kind of the meme on the internet is like Trump operates on 5D chess. He'll do something. It'll look like one thing, but really there's like a bigger, you know, mission here. And maybe this is just copium. Maybe I'm just, you know, trying to like make amends with what he's doing and try to justify it. But
hey, listen, let me say this. I hope you're right. Listen, I hope you're right. Here's the real reason Trump's been successful. The globalists set up the global system with American power, but use it against America. It's easy for a president that's willing to turn that around for our benefit to actually have success. So people call it trillion D chess once this happens. But closing the Strait of Hormuz, doing all this is already wrecking his recovery in the economic numbers, okay? So now he doesn't know what to do. He's trying to get the Arabs to go reopen it.
And, Alex, I just want to say, I don't think you're an Israeli asset or anything like that. It's just I'm glad that you're finally talking about the kind of ball washing that, like, the United States government and some of our, you know, people are just giving towards Israel. Like that Mike Huckabee interview with Tucker Carlson, that was, like, embarrassing.
No, I appreciate your call. I'm just say something to you right now. I'm finally criticizing Israel. What did I say on September 12th? That Israel was the heart of carrying out the attacks of 9/11. But I covered different regimes, different leaders. That was Netanyahu then back then. Then the new leaders that got in weren't him. I don't blame them. I don't blame there's this weird fashionable thing to make people feel like they're better than me to just say I support Israel carte blanche. It's just not true. I'm not against Israel. But it's such a retarded statement. Every day for decades that I criticize something Israel's done, they go, God, the first time he's done that, that's great. Some weird little glitch in the matrix or something. I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks a lot, though. But here you are supporting Trump, but Israel's bad. Trump is basically doing whatever Israel says. See, that's, he's saving Israel for last. He's just like, not saying the caller, just in general. All right, let's take another call here. Bryant in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Fighting hard to, you know, stop a new world war and save the economy.
I understand. Yeah, I'm a vet. I've been listening to you for the last 15 years. I did two tours in the Middle East. And, you know, you said earlier, you know, what are your thoughts on Trump and Israel? And, you know, I feel like we've been lied to, I mean, for the last 50 years. It's a fight between good and evil. Jesus Christ is the truth. And I think we are in the last days.
Yes, and I think the beginning of that, but clearly you've read the Bible. You have the Antichrist rule for like 4 years or whatever it is, and then the Battle of Armageddon. To say going in and blowing up Iran is Armageddon or going to cause Jesus to come back, that's not in the Bible.
Yeah. It's devices placed by the most evil. I mean, I think Trump has done good things, but I think he's in bed with the devil.
Well, he's definitely changed what he's doing. Now, here's the deal. I can use so many of the lies. Or maybe he just has no memory now, which is even worse. I'd rather, I'm not saying I'm glad he's lying, but I mean, his brain's gone. That, you see him every day. We won. We didn't win. It's over. It's about to be over. Oh, they did this. They're giving us free ships. They're giving me ships. They've been letting all of their allies through the whole time. It's a bald-faced lie that any moron can validate. So he's like, why is he telling whopper lies? I think it's mental decline. What do you think?
It might be. I think, but like I said, I, you know, he's got these people in place that, you know, they told us that Charlie Kirk was shot by a 30-06. And as you said earlier, you know, I've seen what that caliber will do to an animal three times the size of a human. There's no way, you know, and these are the same people that told us that Epstein killed himself and there was no files. I mean, it's just, it's clearly demonic forces right in front of us, to me.
That's right. It all started about 3-4 months of the administration. Everything just jumped. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how's the audio coming through?
Loud and clear.
Perfect. Okay. I got to say real quick, and then I got to plug. 18-year veteran of the InfoWar. Thank God to my brother Jeff for tuning me into you in 2008 and woke me up. And, yeah, so I feel like a lot of things lately nowadays really can, I'm glad the show's going, you know, more biblical, can be looked at through the lens of 2 Thessalonians 2, where it's talking about the Antichrist and it's talking about how, you know, it's going to go at the time. But there's a phrase in there that says, the people will be perishing for lack of knowledge, and it's because they refuse to love the truth. And that for this very reason, God will send them a powerful delusion.
So he will give them over to a great delusion, and if God didn't come back or do this, even the elect could be deceived.
Exactly. So I'm going to say a prayer, like, real fast. But Jesus Christ, in your name, I pray for the nation. I pray for everyone listening today for discernment. That's what we need. In the rise of AI, in the rise of wickedness, in the rise of all that's evil on this world, just pray for discernment, because I know that's what we all need.
100%. My dad always had a prayer for God, lead God, and direct us. And sometimes you say, you know, to give us discernment and clarity through the fog of lies and the deception of the enemy and our own weakness, and just give us that that Holy Spirit of discernment. That's the most important thing to pray for.
Amen. So, and then plug-wise, oil field worker. I've been in the oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised. So I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day, and I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, as soon as there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. But other than that, I'll join all the supplements, and I had a question to see if you guys are ever open to, you know, clothing collaboration as far as shirt designs go, because I've got a whole idea of...
Absolutely. We want to collaborate with everybody. We're such a small crew now. Once we have the new network launch and go through this process, we're going to expand at, like I said, 5 a.m. to midnight. 19 hours a day is my plan. And we're going to have all sorts of collaboration with listeners and viewers. I want to copy what Mike Lindell's done, because I had a plan before he ever did it. This is common sense. To kind of like a marketplace where we bring in everybody's products on. It's all this Made in America stuff, so I'm planning to do that. God bless you, Mark. Thanks for the call. Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives still in the stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon AI surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale. today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dottie for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
September 10th, 2025, when they told us that a 30-06 from 150 yards shot into the side of a man's throat, Charlie Kirk, and did not exit the back, that we were being lied to. And I said, listen, we know 100% the government is in on it. We don't know which groups entirely, but if they come out and say it really was 30-06, I don't believe it. And if they come out and say it wasn't a 30-06, we know the official story and the rifle and Tyler Robinson doing it was a lie. Any way you cut it. Then 6 days into it, I exclusively broke on the meeting with Tulsi Gabbard and others, including the individual that just resigned 2 weeks ago, Joe Kent, with the vice president, the president, and others, that the FBI director was there screaming at him saying, we're not looking at foreign involvement in your leads. We're not looking at anybody helping him. That was a big deal. And now that's all been confirmed. So 100% this is a cover-up. 100% he was gotten rid of. We have to ask then, who has the motive, who would do it? People up day one said Israel. I said, you can't say Israel before we even know if there weren't accomplices. But now, with the head of the ADL saying we need to use pagers against Americans, he said use the same pager tactics here as an eight-front war. You have Netanyahu saying, I have a list of people I'm going to kill. Huckabee saying, please don't kill me. No, no, you're good. You have Israel launching a war, dragging us into it. I'm not the Israel guy. I'm not the guy that has a hard-on for Israel. But Israel sees the power vacuum of the U.S., the Democrats collapsing, and they have come in here, and they want domestic control to control foreign policy. Now, that's my summation. But Nate Kornacki has been one of the leading voices, doing a great job breaking all this down. I want to get his take. He's back with us tomorrow for a full hour in the fourth hour, talk about the war and more, and to get more into this. But just for about 25 minutes, we'll go back to your calls after he's gone. The Victor Boot's coming on, folks, on the Iran war and Russia and Ukraine. Nate Kornacki, retired Green Beret out of the 1st SFG, spent 10 years in Army Special Forces, and military combat honors include Army Combination Medal of Valor, Army Combination Medal, C device, and AAM C device, all from operations in Afghanistan, Valhalla VFT on YouTube. You can find him on X as well. So, Nate, we didn't really talk before you came on, other than me asking you, you know, during the break to come on tomorrow. I've watched some of your stuff, but I haven't yet seen what you think about this breaking news yesterday. With bullet used in Charlie Kirk killing, doesn't match alleged weapon defense claims. No, actually, the ATF said it doesn't match. It isn't a 30-06 bullet. So what is it? So I love how the media is spinning that it's, oh, his defense. Now we have Joe Kent ready to testify that there were leads to a foreign government's involvement. Gee, who wonder who? This is all unraveling very, very quickly. So, Nate Kornacki, thank you, and give us your breakdown, sir.
So, yeah, we haven't seen it because my video on this is coming out in about 10 minutes on my YouTube channel. My biggest thing was kind of just, well, surprise, surprise. I came out on September 12th and made a video that said the FBI is lying and the 30-06 narrative was bullshit. I think I was on your show a couple days later, Alex, so I think I was legitimately the first person that really staked my claim to say, hey, this is the FBI nerves bullshit. The 30-06 narrative is bullshit. And it's not like I was some guru. It was just, that's common sense, right? Like the official FBI narrative never made sense. This, and again, to your point, Alex, this is not the defense saying this. This is the ATF forensic expert that was brought on to the trial to determine if the bullet inside Charlie matches that 30-06, and he's saying that it does not match. So we got a ton of issues, and it also, there's a whole lot more. We've talked a lot about, you know, the fact that the Sheriff Department bomb dogs couldn't find a 30-06 that supposedly shot a high-powered rifle round 24 hours before that, which is literally impossible. I worked extensively with bomb dogs in Afghanistan. They would have smelled that rifle from, you know, half a mile away had it shot. They couldn't find it, but then the FBI shows up just a few minutes later, and they magically find this 30-06 sitting in a chicken coop. And, you know, and this makes you wonder, okay, well, what about all the bizarre messages with the, that he was sending to his boyfriend with all the weird.
That sounds like a ChatGPT confession. Where here are the elements I want a confession, ChatGPT.
And so now we have to stop and go, okay, well, if it wasn't a 30-06, what was it?
The $64 trillion question is, okay, ATF, tell us what it was.
Yeah, and so I got some, what my questions are going to be is, are they saying that the bullet was so fragmented that they can't match it at all? Is there a full metal jacket slug sitting inside Charlie's neck that's to a different caliber rifle? You know, these things are going to matter, but at the end of the day, I don't see how they charge Tyler Kirk with anything here. The most important piece of the evidence is linking that weapon to the bullet inside Charlie. And they can't do that now. So what are they going to convict him on, Alex? I'm a little bit confused.
Sure. Well, let me, I was about to bring that up. Let's show footage of Tyler Robinson in court, which they don't want people to see.
He looks like the classic MK Ultra vegetable. He's wearing the trans tie, and he literally looks like MK Ultra central casting. We know MK Ultra was Sirhan Sirhan. We know it was McVeigh, the same guy, Jolly and West, the deputy head of MK Ultra, handled them both. Also, but basically all the other famous shooters. Back to Jack Ruby, he was the one that came in his cell and all the rest of it. But this is the vegetable. It's obviously been electroshocked, whatever drug that was on, doesn't even know who he is. And then they've got this convenient patsy here. It all fits together now. And then you have Cash Patel ordering a cover-up. And I talked to TPUSA. They told me, too. They said, no, we talked to Cash about why we're not looking at the trans people saying he'll be dead tomorrow when he comes to town. He said, well, maybe they heard about it, but we can't prove it. We don't want to not have a conviction that falls through. So,
well, that's not going to look good at all. Also, we have to add into the fact, fellow Green Beret Joe Kent has had a lot to say about this, right? And then we know that I think you may have broke the story that Joe Kent was obviously being blocked from the FBI from looking into foreign involvement. It wasn't just the National Counterterrorism Center that
it was
we
all
also
of them.
Know.
No, through. Absolutely. They said Cash Patel went from saying I'm going to get rid of the FBI headquarters and counterintelligence, and I'm going to only have Tulsi Gabbard's office do it, to no one's allowed to look at this period but me, not even the National Counterterrorism Center.
Well, and the CIA, I don't know if you saw, but other fellow Green Beret, Mike Glover, who has, friends and ties up in the CIA, literally talked about on Mike Ritland's podcast that the CIA reached out to him, because he lives in Provo, Utah, I believe, asking for information, because basically upwards of the top of the CIA was also blocked by Cash Patel and the FBI from looking into foreign involvement. So why do we have the CIA, the National Counterterrorism Center, all of these agencies being blocked by the FBI? At the time, it seemed bizarre, but now it's looking real, real bizarre. Why did you not want foreign involvement looked into in this case? I mean, Mike Glover had said that he was told by the CIA that Cash Patel closed this case 48 hours after it was open. 48 hours and they were done. And so now what? They don't have another suspect. What happens when he walks free? We just say, oh, well, uh-oh, sorry, Charlie and everybody. We got no answers for you. Is that going to...
It becomes like Las Vegas. We're supposed to forget about it.
Exactly. I was going to say, are the American people just going to accept that? I mean, maybe we will. I don't know. But I don't know where they go from here. I know the defense team is trying to put this in as exculpatory evidence, which is basically designed to just prove he's innocent, let him walk free before there's even a trial. You might even have a trial if they can confirm this. Because I don't know, Alex, I don't know what your thoughts on are. How do they link Tyler Robinson to this assassination now? If it's his dad or his grandpa's .30-06 that he used, well, now if that's not the gun used, well, who's the shooter?
Well, what does this say about the ATF? I'm not been a big fan of, but obviously they're telling the truth. We know it's not .30-06, just looking at the video. Now that's confirmed. Right. The big question is obviously what is the projectile? But I mean, this is a big problem now. Will this ATF analyst suddenly disappear or die?
Well, it's too late now because, the filings are done. His report's done. But what they are saying is that the FBI is going to do a separate investigation to see if they can match the bullet to the gun. Now we're going to have some very interesting talks if the FBI comes out and says, no, actually, we matched it to the .30-06. The ATF says, no, we didn't. The FBI says, yes, we did. I don't know, but I don't know, Alex, if you remember this, but this was the first day I came on your show and I said, let me put on my tinfoil hat. What do I think this really is? And I told you, I don't know if you remember, I said, what I think probably happened.
No, I remember you said, let me put on my tinfoil hat. Repeat it.
Some type of, MK Ultra type exercise going on. They get Tyler Robinson. What they tell him is, hey, we want you to go stash this murder weapon behind the chicken coop. So that way the real shooter can come and collect it and he can use it. Then we want you to go up to the roof so that you can spot for the shooter, make sure nothing bad happens. And then you have the real shooter in a secondary location, which I said with a smaller caliber, most likely collapsible AR-15 style weapon that you're going to use, which would then make sense, more sense with no exit wound when we're talking about a low powered rifle like that. It's still very unlikely there'd be no exit wound even with an AR-15, but now we're in the realm of possibilities. And then the shot goes off. Where do the cameras pan? To the roof. They see Tyler Robinson. He takes off running. Boom. You got your patsy and the real shooter escapes. So That was just tinfoil at the time, but
in
now.
Fact, what was the date of that? Because I want to take your prediction from that first interview.
I think it was
powerful.
Yeah, I think it was first time I was on your show, which would have been, I think, the first week or two of this all happening. I don't remember the exact date. We'd have to look back on it. But I think it was at the very end of the first episode we did together.
That's right. No, I remember that was my
tinfoil. And if there is a if there is a low caliber or a smaller caliber rifle round, like a 300 blackout or a .223 round sitting in Charlie Kirk's neck, I gotta imagine that's the case we're looking at.
Sure. Well, unless this was some special load that didn't have a lot of powder in it, and it was subsonic, and it doesn't sound like that. It's still even a 5.56 right there. Sorry, go ahead.
We've tested all that. We've tested frangible rounds. We've tested low grain varmint rounds. We've tested all of the things people said, 110 grain varmint round, accelerator rounds, frangible rounds. We've tested all of it. Every single one of those still blows right through from a 30-06. Every single one is going straight through, cow femurs and things like that. Not just your regular 170 grain round, but even the small rounds, even the frangible rounds are not being stopped. So nobody's ever been able to recreate the FBI narrative. Not a single person.
Well, you speculated very well last year. What would it be then that hit him? Because a lot of blood comes out. It looks like he's hit with something pretty powerful, but it doesn't go out the back. What does that?
Again, it's all going to determine from what it looks like to me. It does look like a high-powered rifle round from the cavitation. You can see his neck expand when it hits him. But to me, I always thought it was something like an AR-15, a .226 round, because I've had a fellow Green Beret, Chuck Ritter, on my show a couple months ago to talk about this. He was actually shot by an AK-47 round in combat, hit him in the spine, and actually no exit wound. The difference there is, and again, this is a round that's much smaller and less powerful than a .30-06, but it tracked 30 inches down his spine and lodged in his ass cheeks. That's what you could expect from a smaller caliber round to leave no exit wound. But even Charlie's case, supposedly he gets shot in the neck and the bullet traveled 4 inches and lodged in his neck there. Like, that never even made sense either, even for, any rifle round. But I think what we're looking at, but again, there's 1,000 different theories, electrocution, you have palm guns. I think for me, most realistically, what I'm looking at now is a second shooter with a smaller, still a high powered rifle round. Like and that way he's got a collapsible AR-15 that he can throw in a backpack real quick.
But shooting down from an angle so it indeed, cause that's what I'm not saying that the surgeon that did the first work on him said no, that it went down and it bounced back up.
Well, I mean, that's not how physics works. Bullets don't turn back around 180 degrees.
No.
That's impossible.
No, just go out the side of it dead.
Yeah. So the bullets will, when they deflect, right, they might deflect here or here. What they're not going to do is go this way and then back that way. That's the physics. There's no such thing as physics on that, on any bullet. And even like a 90-degree turn that they're claiming, that still doesn't make sense.
Well, if they were going to kill Charlie, war game, who would do it? Why wouldn't you just poison him in his hotel room? Why would you blast him in front of the world?
Yeah, that one. So a lot of people think that you by shooting him into the throat too, because Charlie, his most powerful thing was his voice, that there was some symbology by that, by shutting him up. But as for who did it, I mean, look, I don't know who did it, but I can tell you this, especially what we know with the war going on in Iran and what we know with Charlie Kirk being so anti-Iran war with this Trump administration. We didn't really put these things together before the new war in Iran launched, but going back, and even Joe Kent said he talked to Charlie Kirk in the White House before he walked in the Oval Office. And Joe Kent said to Charlie, stop this from happening, right? Stop the Iran war from happening. Well, you can't have Charlie Kirk out there being anti-war in Iran if you're about to launch a massive new regime change war in Iran. That he would be the biggest, I'm sorry, I'm not placing any blame on fingers, but I'm just saying, he would have been a voice that would have been a massive problem for gathering support for this war, amongst some other things, right? We know in his final days, his movement away from supporting a certain country and things like that. But I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that we got Tyler Robinson, the lone gunman, right, that just somehow now had a different gun, I guess, other than the .30-06 he also stashed in the woods that he stole from his grandpa. Like, this is where we're at with the story. I don't know, again, well, how they...
We also know that, and that confirms everybody that around it, Trump loved Charlie, listened to him, even more than Tucker Carlson, and they were all in there. Tucker told me at the time trying to get him to stop. I had that from Tucker, too. Charlie called me up a couple times and said, thanks for exposing Epstein. We got to get Trump to the right thing and expose it. And, hey, keep your foot on the gas on this Iran thing. We got to stop it. Later, text messages have said to others came out. So he was just calling everybody saying do that. And then the neocons try to spin it. What do you make of, like, Mark Levin saying that Joe Kent, you know, is a horrible person? We have Dan Bongino saying he's a liar. He's a coward. He's a scumbag. When they have no military training, no background, no nothing, Joe Kent wasn't even anti-Israel. Now they're calling Joe Kent the leader of a secret neo-Nazi group because he warned Trump this war wouldn't go well when the Pentagon's own report to Trump told him that. I mean, this is a real attempt to demonize Americans. What do you as a Green Beret and a fellow Green Beret with Joe Kent making the demonization of this guy?
Well, I've done a ton of content on this, and obviously massive supporter and defender of Joe Kent. He's a fellow Green Beret. He's a brother of mine. Again, my dad's a Green Beret. Like, the Green Beret community is a big deal to us. And also, let's just talk about facts. Joe Kent is not just a Green Beret. He's one of the most accomplished special operators in American history. The guy was a Ranger, then became a Green Beret, then worked in Task Force Orange, which is a Tier 1 intelligence gathering unit, then the CIA paramilitary, 11 combat deployments, then was the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. And if people don't know how that job works, he actually is the lead funnel of where all intelligence from everywhere comes from, the CIA, the FBI.
He sees it all.
Well, he sees all of it. So you're going to tell me a guy who has more access to information and intelligence on this specific subject with more experience and a bigger resume than anybody in the country, he's an evil coward and he doesn't know what he's talking about. But Mark Levin and Officer Tatum and Ben Shapiro do? Really, America? That's where you're going to stake your claim? You know,
a moral, courageous man resigning, saying, I'm doing it so the president course corrects, doing what he's supposed to do. And these cowards then point their finger at something and say that it's what they are. It pisses me off.
Yeah, and again, I mean, you're also talking about a guy that lost his wife in Syria to an IED. I mean, like, how much has Joe Kent sacrificed for this country? Like, more than anybody that's
talking. Yeah, put the picture of him with his wife up there with all of her, you know, accommodations and operations. She was obviously CIA too. Just totally sick. The most dangerous zones there are. Just look at their faces. They're such good people. But see, that's the difference. Trump put in all these. Now you know Trump's mad at Tulsi Gabbard. Get that clip ready. He's like, oh yeah, I don't want. Yeah, she's okay. When he says that, now he's getting ready to get to Tulsi Gabbard. So these are the bright-eyed good people we had. And Israel saying, how did he get in there? Well, there was a different Trump. Something happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, isn't it interesting, Alex, that it's not just Joe. They did this to Tucker, too. We forget that a week before this, they tried to say Tucker was what? Like, giving secrets to Iran before the war. That obviously got debunked as not true. But we're seeing Candace Owens. It happened to her as well. She got a massive hit piece done on her smear campaign. So what I see is anybody who is vocally against this war, they're putting coordinated massive smear attacks and campaigns, Joe Kent being the biggest one for that. Joe Kent is also the biggest threat because the American public gets to see the resume that we just talked about with Joe. And then if he comes out and is against the war, that's a huge, like people like me as well, if I come out against the war, that's a huge problem for the administration because the American public goes, I don't really know what's going on, but all these guys, special operators and military guys are saying, hey, this war is a bad fucking idea. We shouldn't be doing it. And so that's a huge, huge threat. And people like Tucker, if Tucker comes out against the war, that's a huge, huge threat. Charlie Kirk, if he comes out against the war, huge, huge threat.
So let me ask you, you're back for an hour tomorrow, and at any other point you got, we got like 4 months left.
Yep.
What has happened to Trump? Because clearly, about eight months ago, when Musk leaves, he just starts going off the reservation, and not just on this war, all sorts of other stuff. The massive insider trading by his administration. We're going to keep glyphosate. Oh no, we're going to soften on the border. What the hell's going on here? What do you think?
You know, I never was a big Trump guy. I never voted for Trump, but I supported Trump's 2016 policies. I was in combat in 2018 after Donald Trump changed the ROE from what Obama had it in and like actually did massive stuff to help us as the warfighter. And then again, I think Butler, Pennsylvania, I keep going back to Butler, Pennsylvania when I start thinking about this and I go, you know, we had anti-war 2016 Trump before that. And then it's almost like that was a warning shot and they were letting him know, hey, you keep fucking around and not doing what you're supposed to do, we'll JFK you. And so it seemed like everything sort of switched after that. 48 hours after that, he announces J.D. Vance as his running mate. Everybody thought that's very, very bizarre. Just bizarre things. It seems like that was a pivotal moment where everything sort of changed. And maybe we didn't see it immediately, but we're definitely seeing it a year and a half in to where, I mean, we're in the polar, we're in like polar opposite land. Whatever he said he was running on, right now, a year and a half later, we're doing the opposite. The border. We just went back to Joe Biden's deportation policies. You know what I mean? It's like, the economy's terrible. We're a new war in Iran. So I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like we have, this is not the same Trump that we had. This wasn't 2016 or first term Trump. And why? I don't know. Maybe was he a Trojan horse the whole time? I don't think so, but it feels like it now. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Oh yeah, the globalists legitimately were after him and any of his supporters coming after me. It was real. I mean, he was perfect, but he was really an outsider. But whatever happened, it's now getting bad. And I just want to try to salvage it. I don't know that's possible, but
I think if we put one last thing, if we do a full scale ground invasion, I don't think it's salvageable. I think that's it. He's dead on arrival. Midterms will be a blowout, and you know, he'll get impeached 17 times, and that'll be it. That'll be the end of his legacy.
No, I totally agree. The real trap for Trump is Iran.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about a lot of that tomorrow. I've been covering that pretty deep, so. Yeah, we'll be back then. I got to get out of here too. So,
all right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central.
All right. See you, Alex.
Thanks for coming on short notice. All right. Find that at Valhalla VFT, Nate Kornacki. All right. I'm going to take a few of your calls. We're coming right back and I'm going to go to Glenn and others that are holding. And after those calls, we've got, Victor Boot coming on, the, former political prisoner here in the U.S., special operations guy with the Russians, and they call him the top mercenary ever. I mean, really, he's just a Eric Prince Russian version. Very smart, engaged, a patriot for his own country. Really supporting Trump in the past, hoping we could stop these things. But I'm interested to get his view on this when we come back next hour. But we're going to take a few phone calls before he joins us. On the other side, then more calls after he leaves us. And then so much more here today. Again, there's all this other crazy stuff coming out. All these classifications, all these admissions. It's wild. We'll get to that as well. But you can't, it's not a distraction to cover Iran because it could end the world potentially. And it's definitely ending the recovery. And with that comes the social control. It's not just for me about money. It's about the left wants you with no money so they control you. And they're the big enemy. He's bringing in all the Democrat lawyers who run the DOJ and just, they're killing all the investigations. I mean, I'm mad about the Democrats getting control of the White House, basically. The globalist Democrats, whatever you want to call them. That's why I'm in sheer horror. But people, the left says, Jones is, you know, admits he was wrong about Trump. No, I wasn't wrong. He's a different person. I 100% was proud of everything else he did, basically. A few things I was against, you know, it was here and there. This is big. And I refuse to join with evil, to support Trump. It's not happening. We'll be right back with hour number three straight ahead. Share those live feeds. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, ultimate burn, life force CMOS. Methylene blue tincture and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Victor Boot joining us in 5 minutes when stations join us. We're going to talk about Iran, the world, and where this is going. There's top UN diplomats resigning, threatening, saying there's a nuclear war escalating. But let's take a few calls right now. Glenn in Canada, then Maria in Georgia. Glenn, you're on the air. What's your take on Trump turning into this new creature?
Well, I can tell you, I know that you were a big supporter. Tucker Carlson was a big supporter. All of his big supporters were all anti-war. So now they're saying that you people have turned on Trump. From what I'm seeing here in Canada, you people didn't turn on Trump. Trump turned on you people. He went from anti-war to pro-war. That's simple.
And he also picked an insane, unwinnable war.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absolute ludicrous. The Pentagon told him not to do it. Every general told him not to do it. Anybody that knows anything but geopolitics and military told him not to do it. So it's very, very, very strange.
Eric Prince told him not to do it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The other thing I want to say quickly, too, about the Charlie Kirk thing that I'd never heard anybody talk about, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I did see the Kennedy stuff where somebody left a magic bullet on a gurney, and that was discussed for years. And then Andrew Breitbart got murdered. Within 45 minutes, the coroner said that it was no foul play. And it was in the middle of the night, and then he got killed 2 weeks later. So whatever they do or don't find in Charlie Kirk's neck could have been put there. I seem to, when I look at it, it looks to me like a graze. Everybody's looking for an entrance and an exit, like binary thinking. But what if it was a graze of a bullet that hit his jugular or his carotid, and that's what caused all the blood? That makes sense to me.
Yeah, but a graze wouldn't have hit that. It would have exited. It just would have been at an angle. But...
Yeah, but I mean, I mean a graze that took a good chunk, you know what I mean? Like at the right angle to take out his jugular or his thing, like that type of a graze. Do you know what I mean? It's just like the exit wound is the exit. The entrance wound is the exit wound. Could be the possibility for that. But
sure.
Again,
well, it certainly. I mean, look. We said it's not a 30-06. They now admit that, which shows, I guess, the whole government isn't corrupt. And now they got a big problem. They're trying to say it's the defense saying that. No, it's the ATF report to the court. The experts on that say he was not shot with 30-06. No kidding. I have shot elk in the heart at 600 yards with that, and it goes right through and blows like a 5-inch hole on the other side. Sometimes you hit a bunch of ribs, it fragments, you have like 3 holes. I've shot wild hogs on the side, 3 holes on the other side. 1 4-inch, couple 2-inch holes. I mean, I've literally blown hogs' heads off. Where one goes in, whole side of the head blows off, the brain blows out on the ground. That is not what a 30-06, you don't hit somebody in the throat and the bullet doesn't go through. Horse crap. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Maria in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
I wasn't going to talk about Charlie Kirk, but he can introduce my topic. I think the reason that Charlie Kirk was taken out is because he had examined the fruits of those who call themselves Israelis today, or they call themselves Jews. And he noted that the fruits were not what they should be for God's chosen people. And when you start examining that, and he was a lover of truth, and he was a biblical man, then you start asking the question, well, if they aren't truly who they say they are, then who are the true descendants of the patriarch Jacob Israel?
Well, you know, in Israel, DNA tests are outlawed. I'm going to just say this. I didn't say Israel did it day one. I said there's obviously a cover-up. Now you have the head of the ADL saying we need to use pagers on Americans, eight-front war. You have Netanyahu on TV making jokes about killing Americans if we don't get in line. Israel is trying to control our foreign policy, is trying to take control. Not all of Israel, but Netanyahu. It's definitely a real issue.
Yes, it is. And what you'll find is that if you do a deep dive into Scripture, it's the sections of the Bible that people just, I don't know why they read over it. But for instance, Isaiah 14, 1 through 6, it gives you a clear description of when God regathers his people Israel, when he has compassion on them and brings them back into their own land. It says that they come in with their inherited male and female servants.
Well, thanks for the call. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra-methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you can't deny it. All the main military historians agree we're in a new world war. And you've got Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and a bunch of others lined up defensively against NATO that Trump was trying to shut down. But now he's bought completely into this and is angry that NATO won't come into Iran. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed for almost a month. It's already derailing the world economic recovery. That makes the bankers happy. That makes London happy. Trump tells NATO nations, quote, learn how to fight for yourselves. A refusal to jump into Iran war. Diplomat warns UN may soon, warns the UN believes there's about to be a nuclear war. We also have Trump's approval rating at 33%, the lowest ever been. It was at 56% just 6 months ago. Iran approves plan to impose tolls on the Strait of Hormuz, a major blow. Trump says, hey, I'll just give the Strait of Hormuz to you and let you figure it out. After Israel starts it, we get drug in, and now Trump acts like it's the world's fault. President Trump tells Europe and Gulf states to fix the Strait of Hormuz themselves and reports that he is willing to end the war without reopening the Strait. You'll have to start learning how to fight for yourselves. That is absolutely insane. So the old Trump, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't exist anymore. He began to degenerate 8 months ago on not just foreign policy, but domestic policy. Now he's going to Biden's border policy. We start to ban glyphosate, causes all this cancer. He says no, liability protection. We didn't betray Trump. He betrayed us. And you have to ask yourself why. Well, cognitively, he appears to be degenerating. But it is like a bunch of drunken sailors at the White House with massive insider trading going on. That's come out. Hegseth's broker looked to buy defense funds days before Iran attack. It's just terrible. And so they went from the war's over, he's announced that like 15 times, I have the compilation here, to no, I'm done, I'm out of the war. Well, Iran is going to let you out of the war. They want $500 billion reparations. They want a deal for all U.S. military bases to leave. Doesn't matter how many trucks you blow up, that's not real military victory. It's about attrition. as we've seen in Ukraine and the long nutrition war that Russia's been winning the last 3 years. So, Victor Boot, military expert, businessman, regional elected leader, and, of course, former 10-year political prisoner here in the United States. That's why he comes on my show. He listened in prison for off and on 10 years. We can hear me on AM radio. And he's finally gotten on X, Real Victor Boot. That's B-O-U-T, Real Victor Boot on X. Be sure and follow him there. And I basically agree with everything he says because I study this, he studies it, here we are. A very sad day, very dangerous day. Remember, we have the leftist, globalist, satanic pedophiles on the other side, which no evidence has Trump connected to it, but people in his orbit have been caught lying, have been at the island. It's a big problem. Lindsey Graham literally at Disney World celebrating with a princess scepter following little girls around for 3 days while the government shut down. That you cannot make up, we'll show some of that, the literal insanity of the main architect of this, other than Netanyahu being Lindsey Graham, now in congressional hearings last week, funding billions of Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and ISIS, which I told you decades ago, he's been the back man for decades with John McCain. You have basically the godfather, the sugar daddy of this, tells that Iran's behind 9/11 now when that's the opposite Islamic group. You have the Shiites, the Sunnis. The Sunnis were they said was involved, but it was really the CIA and the Israelis. So that's a long intro, Victor, but we are in such a historically dangerous moment. It is horrifyingly dangerous. And it's escalating out of control. You've got the floor here to give us wherever you want to go first, whatever you want to talk about first. And is Trump salvageable? He seems to be more pig-headed. He's signaling he's going to get rid of Tulsi Gabbard. They're demonizing Joe Kent. We have to admit this is pretty hellish. Victor Boot, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi. You know, you're absolutely right. It's a 100% hellish situation. And hellish doesn't matter where you take it. It would be either, you know, complete disaster, which means we are already in the World War IV, because to say it World War III, maybe to say nothing, and danger escalating every day. And the problem is, as you said, Trump completely flip on everybody. He flip on you guys who literally, you know, brought and created MAGA movement, those who've been supporting him.
That were sued really and put in prison and censored and debanked and tortured. And he goes to all the never-Trumper enemies.
Correct. And he put even those, you know, who've been arrested after January 6th, you know, and been there, you know, locked up until they start being releasing, even betrayed, I guess, everybody in America. But not only this. Problem is, we don't know what is Epstein coalition of got on him, how he jump into this without, thinking. And now there is no way out. You've been, you know, correctly saying he stuck his dick into this beehive, and now is no way getting it out without, you know, losing something. You know, good if he just lose his dick, but problem is now what is at stake? Not only, you know, future of America, but literally he started the crisis, which is very difficult to even, you know, straighten up or stop, even if tomorrow it's all stopped. Because damage is so severely, first of all, he completely destroyed all allies in the Middle East, correct? And now, by trying and committing these war crimes, destroying civilian infrastructure in Iran, he forcing Iran to respond almost, you know, symmetrically, trying also warn that, okay, you destroyed our university, we destroyed all American universities in the Middle East. You destroyed our hospitals, we gonna start shooting in the, you know, Israeli hospitals. Yes, we know very little from Israel what is the real damage there. But since the Iran, you know, every day on this, you know, war using more and more sophisticated missiles and drones, that's definitely a big problem for the civilian population in Israel. The same, it's a huge catastrophe, humanitarian catastrophe for those who've been killed in Iran. And now it's becoming like almost indiscriminate hitting of the civilian targets. Did the Trump achieve its target to replace the regime? Answer is completely no. And this is the biggest mistake, because what he did now, he consolidated Iranians, and they, believe me, will stay till the end. But this is a kind of the, you know, just a surface part. What is if we go a little bit deeper in this, you know, dark waters? What's going on? Look, the situation is follow. Just several days ago, Ukraine attacked massively on the Baltic ports of Russia, where there is a main gate to export the oil. And then Ukrainians claiming, oh, we just attacked it. And it was a definitely, you know, orchestrated, not by Ukrainians, but most probably by the British. You know, and what they're trying to do, they're trying to cause Russia reaction to start the war with the NATO, thinking that the United States going to jump in. So,
so it's a repeat of Operation Spiderweb, trying to strike Russia to get Russia to sucked in, which again is totally insane.
It's insane. But moreover, think of this logic. There is a crisis of energy. Now you're trying to shut down export from Baltic Sea, which will only exacerbate the crisis. Then the oil will jump up to what, $200 a barrel? How it will affect everybody in United States or in Europe? And the Zelensky, who depends on the oil he was getting before diesel from the Hungary, because Russia was pumping the oil into Hungary through this pipeline, which called.
So let me throw this in just to show that, you know, obviously more than I do, but obviously the British are at the heart of the globalist system. Larry Fink admits he loves this war. They want a global collapse so they can have a Marshall Plan for the world. They want energy to crash. They can then blame Trump for all of it and the Iranians, and they're wanting a global depression right now, and that's why they're also striking at Russian energy. I mean, this is just totally terroristic.
Yeah, that's not only terroristic, but it's beyond even the war crimes, because this looks like everybody went amok and there is nobody even to say, hey, guys, where is your limit? What your, you know, real object, what you want to achieve? If somebody crazy, you know, starts something without knowing what he even wants, you know, looks like the Trump completely lost even idea what he want to achieve. Every day he changes his mind, whether he giving this, you know, ultimatum 2 days, then 10 days, then extending, then saying if you don't open, we will destroy your energy infrastructure. Then apparently Iran has very distributed generation system in this. It's difficult to knock out everything at once. Then he said, okay, you know, I don't need to open Hormuz. You're going to be opening it yourself. Or then we heard this story where Iranians give him a gift of 10 tankers, you know, it looks like, I don't know. I mean, whether it's joke, whether he really get some issues with the, you know, senile health or whatever, but it's definitely doesn't look good at all. Providing that this can trigger real nuclear war. Because look, what's happened if the Trump decided finally to send the troops on the ground, put boots on the ground in Iran? Whether it's Hark Island, whether it's other territory, it will be complete disaster and fiasco. Why he's sending a suicidal mission these, you know, people and 50,000, even 100,000, definitely not enough. Especially the war, for instance, Russia now have this experience with this war in Ukraine. And look, you can't believe there is a kill zone now between two sides, roughly about 20 miles, you know, or 25 miles. And nobody controls and they has the difficulties even to pass through because, drones are controlling the space. And they, if before, how are you going to move these, people inside this? Which logistics? Where are they going to stay? Who going to resupply them? With helicopters? Good luck. You know, one FPV drone will knock out helicopter just like that. So what are you going to be? Then he's stuck in the situation where the initial, you know, landing force would be destroyed. Another, you know,
it's a clear another trap. Also. The Israelis are advising him with limited strikes to set up, and the CIA analysts I've talked to and others said that they agree with me, and I think it's what you're saying. This is clearly Israel and others with another plan to suck us deeper in.
Correct. And now there is no way out because what they want the blood. They want the get these victims. Then they thinking like this, then American people will change their mind to say, oh, we've got, we lost 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Oh, this is enemy. Let's fight them till the end. Then what is the solution? He need to use nuclear tactical bomb to stop it or finally to declare the victory. You know, where he going to drop it? On Tehran? And remember, United States is only one country in the world who used the nuclear weapon. Yeah. And this, what kind of the, you know, damage and how
and
many
the U.S. ambassador
die.
To Israel is really the ambassador from Israel saying, be like Harry Truman, use nukes. They're actually selling using nukes. We have this U.N. diplomat quitting yesterday saying they're having open discussions believing the nuclear war is about to happen. So that's how dangerous this is.
Okay, look, and according to information already Russia obtained, you know, British and French already prepared the plan, but they're going to immediately, after that happened, transfer a nuclear warheads to Ukrainian, you know, Ukrainian, put out the so-called Ukrainian missile, and, you know, will launch them into Russia. So then
that's what Zelensky's wanted for 4 years. And I love how NATO acts like there's plausible deniability. If Ukraine uses a nuke, Russia's not going to go, we're not going to nuke you. But they believe Europe will win the war, and in the history books, they will be the good guys. So they're setting up nuclear war.
Correct. They're setting up. And there is no way, you know, to stop it, because Trump looks like he is, lunatically, you know, sleepwalking into this, nuclear exchange, because the British just sitting and saying, ha, 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 we've got enough popcorn, let's watch, thinking that, look, but what Russia do the first, they're going to immediately launch, you know, strike against the Britain first. Because this is where the nest of this globalist, this is exactly those who planning this whole, and this is exactly who now the biggest problem, because right now London is a headquarters of those who are trying to eliminate humanity, trying to end life on this planet. So this is a problem, because look, they brought already starvation and hunger to the population in Africa or other countries. We know there is a energy lockdown, an international agency of energy.
For those who don't know, hundreds of countries are set to run out of oil in the coming weeks and months. A third of the world's fertilizer hasn't shipped out. It's going to miss the growing dates. This is already going to cause a world recession, even if it stopped now.
Correct. And they said, even if you stop now, the damage to repair will take minimum till the, you know, another 12 months, minimum, just to get back somewhere to what? Look, what they did, because of provocation of the Israel who start launching attacks on the gas field near the Qatar, you know, the Iranians knocked out LNG plant in Qatar, which is basically 20% of the world LNG. Yes, price will went higher, but who will suffer? Because it's not only energy per se. For instance, look, because now Taiwan will not get the enough LNG to power themselves up, the chip production severely, you know, in jeopardy.
It's a massive chain reaction. How long do you think?
Correct.
I mean, I think it stays closed for months and months and months now, because Trump's going to be pig-headed. Iran's back against the wall. Wargaming this. What's the most probable scenario currently, unless Trump somehow, you know, got visited by Jesus and stopped?
Eventually we need to pray that Jesus or, you know, Mary visit him and tell him, hey, what you doing? You know, repent and immediately, you know, stop it, because he can stop it. He can stop other conflicts. Honestly wanted, but looks now he completely, you know, been controlled. He now like a puppet in the hands of this, you know, Zionist neo-Nazis, I would say, you know, on the mild terms, who this, you know, Satanist cabal. And this is the problem. So think of this. If situation escalates to this level that he have to use the nukes, then definitely all bets off. We don't know how to start, whether the hotline will work, what's going to happen, because then all these so-called NATO members, basically the old stooges of the globalist, and they eventually ready sacrifice not only their own countries, you know, population on this, but what they don't understand, they also would be vanished in this nuclear, you know,
that's key. The globalists need to know they're not immune. That's why it's so important to expose them. That's worked in the past. And for those that don't know, you're a military expert. You're covering threat escalation ladder. If they send in troops claiming they're just going to seize some stuff, they get surrounded, start getting pinned down. When we have an overwhelming force we can't stop, the next doctrine is tactical nuke. And I've had General Flynn on many times. He's come on in a few days. Anytime you do that in the war games, it goes full nuclear. And then once it goes full nuclear in a region, it goes full nuclear worldwide. And again, that's why we're in so much danger, that Trump doesn't understand that.
Well, the problem is there is no way, you know, if you watch what he's saying, it looks like, you know, he's flipping every 5 minutes, you know, changing the mind, telling something, throwing something, telling some openly lies. There is no, I mean, how you can trust this guy? And I understand that Iranians put the rules now, you know, said, hey guys, we don't want to hear. First of all, you're talking to yourself. We're not negotiating with you. Even all this country trying to offer Iranians some, you know, ramp off of this. They said, look, problem is not with us. You need to explain this to Americans and Israelis who started this. Iranians was not the first one who started that. They did an attack, you know, Israel. They've been, you know, trying to escape.
And every time the Iranians come to the table, Israel blows them up.
Correct? And they killed the leadership. What do you expect now? And they said, oh, people of Iran, and they brought this, you know, stooge, cartoonish, you know, son of the last Shah of Iran, who said, yes, your liberty, your freedoms, your this, and said, yes, kill them all, kill them all. Are you serious? What's going on? And why they kill on the first day these girls in the girls' group in Manab? This is what? Ritual sacrifice? How otherwise you going to explain and why they make this cabal, you know, American army do this? So now this is like, okay, now you're involved, you're committing, now you're part of our satanic cult. Now you need to go ahead and go further. Yes, yes, yes. Let's destroy everything. Let's do this, man. But reality check would be so severe because it's not only end of, you know, Iran or end of the Middle East, end of Israel. Look, you're not thinking how the Israel will exist after this because sooner or later America has withdrawn. Now, literally, Iran made all these bases of United States abandoned. You can't anymore use them. I doubt that the local authorities going to allow any more Americans presence there because this is now not factor of the security. This is a most dangerous to have American bases on your territory. And think how other countries who holding those bases are thinking. That's why reaction in Spain, you know, in other countries, hey, we're not really sure we want it because, you know, what if the bomber jets are taking off from our air base, eventually something will be coming to us too.
And it's bigger than that. These countries are opting out of nuclear war. Spain is wisely, you know, in their statements, trying to get out of Ukraine, obviously Hungary, a bunch of others. And you've got all these Arab countries saying, not just we're not involved, they're saying we're pulling out of alignment with Israel and the U.S., which is why every former Israeli intelligence head's gone public. They talked to Tucker. Every former Israeli intelligence head and said this leads to total destruction for everybody. And then they're calling them traitors against Israel, too, all because they can think multi-steps ahead.
Looks like, look, this is typical behavior of suicidal sect, you know, on mentality level. If you are in denial, so only solution is everybody has to die. You know, that's it. But
well, I was going to ask you, you're really good at assessments. Assessing Netanyahu, he's cornered, he's already convicted. If he doesn't have war continue, he's out of power. Obviously, Netanyahu, I would say, is the real president of the United States right now, and I mean that, folks, especially on foreign policy.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about what you think about Netanyahu.
Well, this is a, first of all, he is a smart and outsmarted, you know, so many people, we have to give credit where it's due. And another one, but the problem is if he is now a ground zero of this conspiracy against all humanity, because if he is knowingly, understandably start this conflict, knowingly what destruction it will be, first of all, for his own people, and second one, that it will destroy America, that is destroyed, I think, and he still don't have any reason to say, hey, why on earth I start this conflict where it's so much destruction coming into, you know, Israel? Because Iranians been very smart. They start attacking, first of all, critical, you know, very sensitive points in Israel.
Radars.
It's a military
$1 billion
defense.
Radars. Yeah, smart stuff.
Correct. So the damage alone is staggering. And Trump now asking additional $200 billion from taxpayer for what? For just, you know, say, oh, I just cannot work out that nicely. And all this racketing trying to make money on this, you know, news, whether I extend it or Iranians come to the deal with me, or he is, you know, trying literally to milk, you know, this whole Persian Gulf monarchy so hard that, like, you know, the Arab saying their, you know, nipples start hurting. It's unbelievable. And where is protection? Where is this all patriots? Are they being effective? what's happened to Dubai. It's practically destroyed. It's not anymore existing like alternative
Benjamin,
financial
you are, you are, you've always been informative and right. You are on fire. I want to come back and talk about the obvious pressure point is Netanyahu. Trump's out of his mind. His ankles are giant. Heart failure probably. It's very sad. You can see him all the time start his words. Trump hit the wall. So we can just, he doesn't exist right now. Mad as a King George. But the pressure point's Netanyahu. Let's talk about it when we come back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, let me just be very clear. Something Victor Boot was saying was really important. It clicked my mind. Trump is like a light bulb going out, okay? And when they're about to go out, they shine brighter for a minute, and they get dark for a second, and they for a couple days sometimes they'll kind of go on and off, the old incandescent. He'll still have moments of genius. He still does a lot of great things. And he's come out a bunch and said, give Netanyahu a pardon. That'll take pressure off of him. And I saw it at the time, and I'm like, don't give that crook a pass. Wait a minute. Maybe Putin should just come out and say, because you know, we know he listens to him, Netanyahu at least in some position. They had to divert Russia with Ukraine to be able to get Syria and hand it over to the leader of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so immoral. Putin says, listen, we know you're in trouble. We'll give you $5 billion and a guaranteed, 100 square miles in Russia you can live, and you can have 100 of your own security people, like Russia already does for everybody, gets to have a place to get out. Even U.S. spies, it's like, seriously. Or maybe in back channels, say, listen, we'll give you $5 billion, and we'll let you move here, because he knows he's going to prison. His back's against the wall. The Iranians are against the wall. Trump's out of his mind. I don't say that with pleasure. It's really obvious. Once you got ankles this big, you have heart failure. He's got cuts all over him. He babbles half the time now. And they always said that before. It wasn't true. He'd get exhausted and would slur. But now Trump's in trouble, folks. Looking at pressure points, ways to fix this. We can talk all day and do an excellent job at the problem. So am I. And the immediacy of this real crisis. But Victor Boot, talking about the pressure point of Netanyahu or other pressure points, how do we grab world peace out of the mouth of world Armageddon?
Well, correctly, described the situation. That's definitely a critical moment because we literally left days, not even weeks, whether we can stop it or then there will be no any, tools or any mechanism, any way to stop it unless divine intervention. And this is an issue. So the question is whether the Netanyahu, he is decision maker himself, he decides, or he is just a front person and what is behind. Because if you listen to all these rabbis and all these talks and chatter which going on, then you said, look, that sounds like really, satanic cult who is now decided this is their time and is now running entire the world because, as you said, it's a Bibi Netanyahu who calling the shots in the White House, who is deciding which target he attacks and where the conflict will go, because we know with his attacks, like on this oil storage in Tehran, America said, sorry, Israeli hit it. We didn't, they didn't ask us. Sorry? Are you telling that Israel, who cannot exist without American taxpayer, funding their war machine?
And let me just back you up. You showed your knowledge there. The chief rabbis, and Israel's gotten so, quote, right-wing, we even call it that, but that's what they call it, that people say, don't get rid of Netanyahu, he's not even the most radical, which is true. A bunch of his cabinet are even more psychotic, and they are saying, we are making the Messiah come back. Literally, they believe that they're about to force the Messiah. So this is literally insane.
And they expecting Messiah any day from now. I guess even tomorrow, 1st of April, there is a lot of the, referring to the Torah, referring to the this and this. Some of them saying, eventually the even Trump Messiah, because he was anointed, by this, hitting his hair. So this is really going out we human, we would think, okay, look, doesn't matter. We have a difference, different language, different religion, but at least there is a core values where nobody will do this, obvious stuff, because even you in the war, you don't do it, but these people has no limits. And the most dangerous is the Zionist, ideology, who's thinking that everybody else in the world is their slaves after the Messiah comes, and they entitled to rule and entitled to, really put everybody into slavery. what kind of this ideology. Of course, it's not of them. There is a bunch of the rabbis who criticizing them, but this is something wrong. This is a system which is completely, you know, uncontrollable now. And this is the question. Who's behind? Who is also took Bibi Netanyahu as a hostage? Yes, we know he under the pressure to being in the jail for the legal issues, or he in the political power struggle. But think, I believe if you are really have any feeling and you are a real patriot of your country, on certain moment you're going to say, hey, why I would not admit this? Yes, I will be having a punishment, but at least I save other people, and that people will remember you in history. Look, this man had the courage. He came out and said, yes, it's my mistake. I'm taking responsibility. I go to the jail. But think of this. One man scared to go in jail and killing so many people and putting entire humanity in the planet into hunger.
And
into
I think
despair.
You're right. It's these insane messianic groups behind Netanyahu that are the main drivers, and you look at their wild eye. They really believe that they're about to have a Messiah up here.
Correct.
So it's like having the Heaven's Gate Hell Bob cult in control.
Correct. This is the issue. You know, we are dealing with somebody who has no any more logical capacity to understand the reality checks. They're feeling that this is their moment. They've been waiting for this entire, you know, their history. They're thinking they're going to take revenge. They're going to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque and then Temple Mountain to start rebuilding the temple.
I've got hundreds of top rabbis saying they want to destroy America because we're the new Rome, because Titus sacked Jerusalem and destroyed the second temple of 2,000 years ago. That is beyond cuckoo. And I mean, I'm talking leading ones on Israeli TV that Europe and America will be destroyed as the new Rome for what Titus did and what Pompeo did. I mean, that's just beyond bizarre.
Unbelievable. They couldn't exist without your support and without these interceptors. And now they run out of the interceptors, and we see several days where the Iranian literally, you know, just demolish whatever they want to demolish. And this is an issue. So what the Israelis now, what is the exit plan? Think of this. Sooner or later, America will withdraw. Thanks God, would be no nuclear conflict worldwide. They have to withdraw from Middle East. And how Israel is going to survive? By alone around...
Well, let's answer the question, Victor. We know what's going to happen. Israel was intimately involved with the neocons staging 9/11. Clearly the next card to play, it's all they have, is a massive nuclear false flag or something to blame Iran.
Correct. That's, I think, from get-go, this is a scenario. And unfortunately, the Trump, you know, just been again hijacked, become a stooge, become, you know, controlled, or they injecting some drugs. We don't know, really.
So how do we stop that? Because if they're going to do the false flag on Iran, who else are they going to do it on? Russia, maybe even China.
Correct.
They're going to go whole hog here. So how would they do a false flag in Russia? We know they've been trying to claim Russia's going to blow up nuclear power plants, and then they try to blow them up. So they kind of always mark their territory first. What type of false flags should we look for? What do we do about that?
Well, the idea is, you know, Russia, all security services on a high alert, because just recently in, you know, center of Moscow was prevented a very huge, you know, terrorist attack. Well, but this also come that, you know, basically center of Moscow was without any cellular communication, forget about internet for several days because of this, but at least they prevented it. But these people will try day in, day out, to do something. And for them, the bigger, you know, terrorist attack, the bigger, you know, quantity of the victims, the best for them. They are bringing sacrifice to their deity, you know, Satan himself. And this is an issue. And unless we grasp that it's not normal people, you know, we have very little chance to stop it. So,
well, how do you, in your great geopolitical, military, and business history, how do you respond to a death cult? Is there nothing we can do talking to these messianic groups, including the Christian Zionists, to get them to stop it, or is there's no talking to them?
Look, right now, look, if they are like in any cult, you can't really break because they've been so conditioned into this. They bought it so deep. For them to admit that this was wrong, they can't. They will be, it's literally like any suicide cult committed the massive suicide in Guyana. What was the year?
Jim Jones.
Yeah, Jim Jones. Because they all, you know, drink this Kool-Aid because was no, they so strongly believe. And this, we have exactly this level. And the psychology says, hey, there is no way you can stop them. But the problem is.
So we need more Joe Kents and more officers to blow the whistle and go public. Correct. And we need the military and people when they're given treasonous orders not to follow.
Basically, look, only thing can stop it is that basically the coup, you know, palace coup in Pentagon, that this, you know, somebody who realizing what's going to be next has to stop, has to eventually, you know, arrest, you know, president on something, declare the, you know, emergency situation to say, hey, we're doing it not because we don't care about constitution or this, but this is now just survival of everybody in the planet because these people destroy and kill everybody. What use now to discuss democracy, freedom of speech, and blah, blah, blah. They use it just to bring all this.
Now, I totally agree, but Victor, you're a military expert. I mean, because I know you know your stuff. So let me ask you this with a lot of Russian understanding, obviously. Explain to viewers, I know most of our viewers are smart and get it, but the neocons, the media is like, oh, we've already won. We're blowing it all up. They don't understand. The Strait of Hormuz is going to stay closed. Trump's going to be put under pressure. The Iranians back against the wall. It will plunge the economy. It's already happening. So we're pushed to put troops in. Then they get surrounded. It just gets worse. It escalates. That's why you say it leads to nukes. So people need to understand, this isn't like Afghanistan or Iraq or even Syria. This is all accelerated. Can you explain to people why it leads to nuclear war, which is what all the top experts are saying, but the public still doesn't get this is different.
Correct, because the problem is, look, Iran is different cookie itself. It's a hard die, you know. You can't, they've been expecting Iran should surrender in the second day maximum. It doesn't happen. Oh, damn, they've got so many missiles, and apparently nobody willing to betray it. Nobody taking our bite, taking money to make the revolution within and surrender. Because they're real patriots. They know what is coming because you can't deal with people. They kill you. They kill your family. So Iranians has no choice like Russians did. So we know that enemy going not only after you and whatever they're offering is just trick you. And when they trick you, they kill not only you, they kill everybody around. You for them is just nuance. They want to control or you are slave or you be killed. That's now the choice.
And now Trump wants to blow up the water supplies, a war crime, and they're now dropping 5,000-pound bombs, dozens of them, on whole neighborhoods the sizes of lower Manhattan, just destroying indiscriminately. Right. Again, that's going to enrage the Iranians, which the numbers show they're even more behind the war now.
Correct. And now you make entire nation. And before, there is would be a pretty significant part of population against the regime. Now, the same people are telling on Iranian TV and all other sources, look, if these people do, let's put aside all differences. They come to kill us. They come to destroy our monuments. They come to destroy our schools. They killing our sons and daughters. They are destroying what is Iran is. So what do you expect from them? Surrender. Oh, yes, please. Please bring our son of this old padishah. They don't care anymore. You did actually more to consolidate Iranian society than anybody would even dream to do it. You know, you put back, you know, the newer version of the Ayatollah who now has mandate if previous one issued the fatwa to never, you know, produce the nuclear bomb. Now, nuclear weapon apparently only solution for your sovereignty. Look what's happened to Iran because they have everything, but they didn't want to make a nuclear weapon. So this is an issue. So now all the treaty non-proliferation is gone. So basically we don't have any more international law as such because Trump and this cabal destroyed the small remaining, you know, bits of this international law. And now we are in the Wild West or whatever, you know, everybody.
And expanding on that, I know the globalists above this know exactly what they're doing. When Israel has come out, advised them to kill the Ayatollah saying they give up, all experts agree that would make them fight harder. And the same thing here, blowing up civilian infrastructure is only going to make them madder. So Trump has literally been given advice, ignoring even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. The head of CENTCOM is a bad guy. He is on board with this. Basically, an Israeli operative. He's telling Trump what he wants to hear. Hegseth is telling him what to hear. And as it gets worse,
They just keep declaring victory. But the evil BlackRock above it, I have a clip of Larry Fink we're about to play. He loves regime change. This is his excuse for a global depression, which he admits he wants to consolidate economic control, bring in the social credit score and the rest of it. So here is Larry Fink, so excited. His body language for last year has been like he's dying. Now suddenly the globalists are so happy. They've got a cover for a world depression. They've got everything they wanted. Here it is.
It's a cessation of war, and yet Iran remains a threat to trade, a threat to the Straits of Hormuz. Then I would argue then we could have years of, you know, above $100, closer to $150 oil.
What happens to the global economy if that happens? How do we see
it? We'll have global recession.
And he goes on to the full clip to basically call for regime change. He put the full clip last week. Here's Eric Prince, the day into this happening. He's not a dove, he's a hawk, but a real geopolitical expert operating all over the world with Blackwater and all that after it. He couldn't believe when Trump first struck and laid out what was going to happen. And then he said next will be boots on the ground because he knows the next move. Here he is.
Yeah, real quickly, we got 2 minutes. I know you got to bounce. Because I know the president respects your opinion. If you had a chance to talk to the president today, what would be Eric Prince's recommendations to the commander in chief?
Don't ever contemplate ground troops in Iran.
You think that's even a possibility?
I didn't think this was a possibility today, over the last couple of days, Steve. I didn't really think that was that he was going to do it.
So let's be clear. They called Joe Kent a coward, a traitor, though he's like a, you know, one of the super soldier, I mean, the top cream of the cream. And I talked to Delta Force guys. They said he's as good as it gets. And his wife got blown up over there serving this country. They call him a traitor. But the chairman, all his advisors told him, but he listened to Howard Lutnick and political people that don't know how to find their ass with both hands. Victor Boot.
Well, look, this is absolutely, you know, clear, crystal clear. Yeah. Everybody told him not to do it. He's still doing it. So what is a remaining, you know, check and balances? You know, there was no congressional approval for this war. We know that the timeline approaching. But do you think that Trump cares about this? I think no. Eventually, if military will not make the coup, so he himself will do constitutional coup, arresting everybody who's speaking against him, you know, putting in the prison and then declare dictatorship to say, hey, here, I'm now the emperor. I'm going to rule you. It's exactly like we watch into the Star Wars. You remember the episode when democracy within one night transforming in this, you know, empire. And you have a new emperor. So eventually Trump have got kind of the high feeling after Venezuela. I can do everything under my power and control. So what heck is Iran? We're going to bomb it. It will surrender. And who going to tell him the truth? Because eventually everybody around him, feeding him information. We know that he not really reading intelligence report is useless to brief him. He just, scrolling TikTok style. How many and what we destroyed, how many bombing, how nice this picture. Man, it's insanity. But the problem is, as I said, there is no any good scenario now from now on either.
Exactly. So what is Russia thinking? I mean, I guess just do what we have to do then.
We are preparing for the worst case scenario because everything activating. We know that Ukrainians, since this starting, trying too hard to do, to provoke, to start this war immediately. They don't give a fuck about their own country, about their soldier, about coming to negotiation table. Zelensky went to this, you know, trip trying to offer his solution against the Iranian drones as if he himself can protect anything inside the Ukraine. And then, you know, we like, okay.
Yeah, pretending like it's not the United States running at all.
Correct. Yeah, pretending. Yeah, but still. United States providing all intelligence for this attack, you know, British organizing, orchestrating everything. There is a steel finance going on and the American weaponry being flown, purchased by NATO, you know, and supplied to Ukraine to start killing and, you know, basically.
What is Russia's next move? Russia's won the war for years. Ukraine's fallen apart. A lot of the weapons are being diverted now to Iran. What do you expect Russia to do?
Well, first of all, we hope that, especially our president and, you know, military command are very, very restrained. They're very, you know, focused. If you see, there is no any childish, you know, statements, any declaration of the victory. There is always serious discussion going on how to end and what real objectives. And they've been set up and, you know, the Russia, no, unless we, you know, remove the root cause of this conflict, we can't stop because then the conflict will reignite again.
Well, I know and Trump respects Putin. Do you think Putin's got on the phone and told, I mean, I know Trump, they had one call a few weeks ago where he said, yeah, we want to end this. What could Putin say to Trump to get him shaken out of this?
Well, I guess, he talked to him 2 weeks ago. He also, about the same time, talked to the Bibi Netanyahu, talked to the Iranian president, talked to somebody else from Iran. Eventually, Russia, as far as we see from outside, tried all attempts to be a, you know, at least a channel to pass some information, trying to find, hey, how at least stop it from escalating further.
And then our media got mad when it's clear that Russia has helped with some satellite intelligence. What do you think the U.S. and NATO have been doing for 4 years? And everybody gets so mad about that. I mean, obviously Russia wants some pain in the other country so they don't keep escalating.
Sure. But look, think of this. If Russia decides, okay, we're going to deploy our also tactical nuke in Iran as a help. So what are you going to do? Because you are providing all these missiles. American missiles actually destroying Russian city as we speak. You know, HIMARS and all ATACMS. You know, there is definitely Ukraine cannot launch deep inside Russia attacks on our refineries, on our production sites without intelligence providing from US because you know, NATO is a zero without America. And this zero now trying to rule, you know.
That's right. People that don't know, they don't have the satellites, any of it. It's all us. Since you mentioned this clip from episode 3 of Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith, this is what Trump's turning into. Here's the clip you mentioned.
Right.
And the Jedi Rebellion has been foiled.
What's happened?
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
The remaining Jedi will be hunted down and defeated.
The attempt on my life has left me scarred and deformed. But I assure you, my resolve has never been stronger.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
This is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
This is how liberty dies with thunderous applause. Pedro Booth, thank you for the time. You got to come back sooner as we update all this. Correct. This is just horrific. Closing comments the minute we have left.
Well, again, let's pray that there is a people who are believing in the God, who having the voice of God speaking to them, that this is now the time to act. And those people are decision-making in the Pentagon, those who are knowing what consequences as a military people who train for it, know what consequences it will be for humanity, for the planet. They need to understand if they don't stop this plot, then it would be too late. You know, there is no any victory in this way will happen. We just destroy this civilization. You know, and then, you know, in a million years, somebody gonna dig to find some remnants to say, hey, look, like the ancient aliens. Oh, somebody was there, you know, a couple millions years ago.
You know what? We've got a 2 minute break. Do 5 more ones. I want you to be able to finish up. By the way, you just launched your X account. People should follow right now at Real Victor Boot. Thanks for doing that. I really push you to do that. People need to be able to hear from you. You don't do a lot of media. 2 minute break. 5 more minutes. I promise you'll go. Cause I got a dental appointment. My tooth broke off last night. I'll be doing the 4th hour, but we got a great Navy SEAL and Patriot coming in to do that, Matt Bracken. I'm going to run to the dentist after this, but 5 more minutes with Victor Boot. We'll be right back. Stay with us. of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theoxygenstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Say this in closing, and I appreciate him holding over to finish this point about literally space aliens, archaeologists, and other planets trying to see why we all killed each other. I want you to finish that statement, but then get into this. I think you were hinting at this during the break. You agreed that's what you were trying to say until I cut you off last hour. There's a normalcy bias that for 25 years, Netanyahu has gotten away with murder. And he said 40 years ago, his whole life is to destroy Iran. And we have clips 38 years ago of him saying this. So Netanyahu is in control. He's riding a very extreme coalition. And so even if he's removed, it's with the votes they have, it's even worse. It's a terrible situation. I hate to put Israel at the center of this problem, but it really is the truth. And it's so sexy. Can you speak to the normalcy bias, ways to change that? But first, recap, as you got cut off, your great analogy of the space aliens coming here to see a dead world and what killed it.
Correct, because look, we just, you know, as at any time, if really we are into the situation where nuclear war inevitable, it's end of the civilization. And then whatever artifacts will be left, you know, others, you know, we will dig up and to say what's happened 5,000 years ago. Oh, apparently there is a mystery. You know, look at this remaining. Oh, look at these artifacts. Look at this, you know, what this, it's like this computer, which was dig from the, you know, Mediterranean Sea. Oh, then we start to remove. Oh, what this, what that. And this is where we're heading to. But everybody of us has a family, have our kids, we have our dreams, we did everything to, you know, live our life normally. And think of this. There is a very small group of those, whatever you call them, cabal, you know, Satanists, Zionists, doesn't matter. They deciding instead of us. And they have this feeling of entitlement that they can decide our destiny. Heck no, we are not going without fight. And that's what we need to do. And the problem is, you know, it's better to die, but, you know, without kneeling to the Satanists, accepting them, than to be a slaves, because this is the only way they're going to accept the surrender of everybody. And it ain't happening. The same way they don't, you know, break up all in America, didn't yet shut up all the voices. This is a time really to rethink where we are, whether the rules of the game been rigged, where the democracy tomorrow become an empire and the Jedis would be hunted. Because all you guys who brought the Trump to the power, apparently now like those Jedis, and he will declare tomorrow that you are preparing the plot against him and attempted on his life.
Now, General Flynn already learned that Susie Wiles, and then we confirm this, is taking the old file the Democrats had on all of us, and they're now repurposing and preparing it again on us.
Yeah, because this is a normal, you know, in any of this, all these leaders, before they need to completely eliminate those who brought them, have them. Because you know too much, you always will tell the truth to them, and like anybody else who is there feeling what American people want, feeling and having the sense, this is good, this is bad, this is evilish, and this is, you know, how the gods want. And this is why this is a critical moment for entire humanity.
And the reason we know is humans act the same over and over again. We have threat escalation letters in business, personal lives, war, and we're following down a known path, and we can't lie to ourselves about that. Victor Boot, real Victor Boot on X. Is that finally got on the internet? People can follow you there. Are you anywhere else people can follow you on the web?
No, so far, let's go start with the X. It was for me journey to learn how to use it, at least, you know, and I would appreciate if you write any comments or questions, we will try to answer them and eventually be more often with you, Alex.
Well, you've been very gracious giving us over an hour. Let's get you back up in the next few weeks here because things are escalating very, very quickly. Just next week, if you've got the time. Victor Booth, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
All right, special guest coming up. I'm going to do a woman break, introduce him. Thank you so much. But whatever you do, folks, pray. Pray for peace, pray for President Trump's mind, and pray for Israel to be freed of the darkness that's over it as well. Because Israel's queuing the world up for total destruction. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I can say this with absolute certainty, and I'm sure Matt Bracken will agree with me because he knows more than I do about a lot of this. And that is, America is in the greatest crisis of our 250 years. And no empire has lasted more than 250 years. That's the date. Very few even got to that. There's like an expiration date. Like nobody lives past 115. Okay? The average death is 75. The Bible says the average person lives 75. Still that number today. So, it says in Leviticus, you know, you get 75 years on average. You're good to your parents and healthy and follow these rules. You get to live to, you know, 85. But nobody lives past 115. We're at 250. And our founders said the only way this republic could fall is we became immoral and committed suicide. And we're committing suicide right now. And I am disgusted to have to attack Trump when he spews nonstop horse shit. Oh, look, they're giving us 15 more ships today. Those are the ships they let through to their allies. It's bald-faced horse crap. And already, I do hours on this. People ask me on X, they go, why are you saying oil prices going up hurts us? It's the basis of all inflation and the fertilizer and the gas, and it's a chain reaction. They can't make the damn chips already in Taiwan. We're dependent on. I mean, I'm so sick of being right. This stuff's no-brainer, though. It's hard to make predictions that they're going to say Bin Laden flew planes in the buildings and blame it on him and launch this Pax Americana. It's easy to say they're going to close Senator Moose. They passed a law last year saying they'd do it. And all the military strategists say they can keep it closed as long as they want, unless you have regime change. And you can't get regime change because they're not vertically controlled. They are spread out. I'm going to hand the baton to Matt Bracken and also want to get his take on the Charlie Kirk situation. We knew that wasn't a 30-06. I'm surprised the ATF and Dolly Corrupt says, no, it's not a 30-06 bullet. Well, then what is it? So we're getting to all of this. But I've done about 3 minutes of plugging in 3 hours, and we're not going to be here if I don't plug, okay, because it's my fault. I plug every hour. We have plenty of money. I don't do it because the news is so important. I need you to go to theolivesteelshow.com. I don't own it. So with the receiver and InfoWars and the stuff going on with them trying to shut us down, which is finally coming to a head, that's what's built the Alex Jones Network. That's what owns it. Plus, the products are great. Now, we have this black Faraday cage bag that is super high quality, protects you, so you can't be tracked and traced, has dozens of inside pockets. It's got murdered out America First on it. Comes with a beautiful trench knife with skull crusher and brass knuckles murdered out. It's got a whole bunch of the supplements, two of many of them, like the Shilajit capsules and gummies, same thing with IRC moss. It goes on and on. There's just dozens of things in there. Get yours now, ladies and gentlemen. A $600 value for $249. If you're a VIP member, $199, that is a loss leader. This is a high-quality bag. I bought a similar bag like 6-7 years ago for $500. This is just better than that. The quality of it is incredible. And no signals are coming out of this for your laptop, your iPad, your phone, you name it. Everybody should be carrying this to work. Everybody should be using this. And we got 500 the first time sold out one day. We got 2,000. We sold almost 1,500 of them, which, again, it's a popular product. We had 10,000 that really fund us, but it's going to sell out soon. Get yours now. And zeolites are a special type of microvolcanic soil, ancient, that grabs heavy metals and toxins and takes them out. And all zeolites do great things. But we have a really high-quality one right now, one of the top-rated out there, private label, the top one, Zeolite Detox Defense Advanced Binding Agent. Now, if you're super toxic, though, I'm going to warn you. I would start on half a dose at first. Because if you're really toxic, you're going to be, you know, pissing purple and, you know, might get a raging headache at first because it's pulling the stuff out. And it goes over spike protein, everything. We also have our original X2 back, but even stronger, now called T3. That's about to sell out, by the way, but don't worry, more is coming in about a month. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you all for keeping us on the air. Take action now. Look at X this afternoon. I was going to go live at 4 out of the Alex Jones Network, but last night I'm chomping down on some steak and just, you know, just the thing about getting older, just crunch, 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 and this molar just goes bam and collapses, and that really feels good, let me tell you. So I already went into the dentist this morning. They did x-rays, got it ready. They go, hey, we don't have time for you right now. I didn't want to miss a show. So I'm back up there. I'm supposed to be there in 20 minutes. It's 40 minutes up there. Damn. I gotta go get my tooth worked on, but I'll be back with a swollen mouth and, you know, deadening at 5 o'clock or so on X at Real Alex Jones and Rumble. So look for that. I'm gonna hand the baton right now to Matt Bracken. I'm gonna run out of here and drive 90 miles an hour. Matt Bracken, we love you. EnemiesFarAndDomestic.com. Take it over.
Thank you, Alex. It's great. It's a really a great honor to be called into pinch hit anytime. It really is. And I can relate to the tooth thing. I'm feeling something up here and I've got a ways to get to the dentist myself. You know, we really are in a grim situation here. And a lot of people, they tune it out. You know, people don't want to hear Iran. It's like Nancy Guthrie. You know, come on. When do we get to the next big dramatic show? But this is, unfortunately, we're stuck with this. Even though we have a delusional president who I think is losing his mind because, you know, not only is he putting out, his truth social tweets that are diametrically opposed, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning to what he put out at 2 o'clock in the morning. So you've got to really wonder about the man. But he is seriously alienating the entire world against the United States of America. And I hope that the rest of the world can at some point understand it's not the people. It's unfortunately our leader has gone mad. you know, this, one of the things that he said this morning was, this is like 4 a.m, I think. All of those countries that can't get jet fuel because of the Strait of Hormuz, like the United Kingdom, which refused to get involved in the decapitation of Iran. He didn't tell anybody that he was going to do this sneak attack assassination raid, right? I mean, they refused to be involved in the decapitation of Iran. What does that even mean? Number one, buy from the U.S. We have plenty. This is going to seriously piss people off. This is like the mafia corners the market on, you know, food and then burns down the other food warehouses and says, don't worry, you can come to me and I've got food in my warehouse after I burn down the other warehouses in town. Everybody loves a mafia chieftain who corners the market and then, you know, extorts things that people need to live for survival. And then number two, build up some delayed courage, go to the Strait and just take it in all caps. Like Japan or Holland is going to do what the U.S. Navy can't do. You know, if you guys can put up number 14, the U.S. Navy, see where I wrote no U.S. Navy? They fled. As soon as this sneak attack came out, which even they didn't know in advance about, when it happened, they had to leave because 5th Fleet Headquarters there, that peninsula of Bahrain, that got hit immediately. So our ships had to leave. They can't steam around indefinitely, and they can't stay pierside where they're going to get hit by a missile. So there's no U.S. Navy in there. So when Trump actually, like a week into this thing, told the tanker captains, he just tweeted out. Nobody's got control of his phone, apparently. He truthed out. Why don't those tanker captains just get some guts and run through the Strait of Hormuz? Well, there's like a half dozen or 8 or 10 ships that have been hit. You know, they're not, those crews aren't paid to be blown up and set on fire. Right now, there's thousands of ships trapped in the Persian Gulf. You know what's not in the Persian Gulf? The U.S. Navy. The whole compact with the Gulf countries and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia was that you give us basing privileges and we'll protect you. Then we do this sneak attack, and the first thing that happens, they hit these countries, our bases, and then they hit especially our giant satellite uplinks and the giant radars, of which we have like a dozen in the whole world and half of them in the Middle East. The half in the Middle East have been destroyed right off the bat. Primarily, these billion-dollar assets have been destroyed by, you know, $35,000 Iranian Shahed drones. So tell me which country has smarter people in terms of their national defense. Our aircraft carriers, these are, you know, gazillion-dollar assets when you include they're surrounded with submarines, destroyers, et cetera, they have to stay more than 600 miles from Iran and keep moving so that they aren't hit by Iranian missiles, they hope. And what does this mean? It means that when the jets take off of the aircraft carrier, they can't just fly a mission into Iran. Remember, once they go, you know, feet dry over Iran, they may have another 500 kilometers to their target over hostile territory. So they have to refuel on the way in and the way out. This means their sortie rate is cut by more than in half because every hour that the aircraft is in the air, it requires more maintenance. So instead of Vietnam style, you take off 100 miles, you're over North Vietnam, another 100 miles, you're hitting your target. That A4 Skyhawk in Vietnam or the F4 Phantom could do 2 sorties a day. Right now, they can barely make one, and then the airplane is down for maintenance. And it's the same thing with the Air Force flying out of, you know, now flying missions all the way out of like England, because the staging bases like the base in Saudi Arabia, where we had our replacements for our giant radars, these airborne AWACS type planes. Some of them were hit and destroyed, and we don't have an unlimited supply of them. So we're being pushed further and further out. Our radius of operation is decreasing and decreasing. If our side is insane enough to try to do a ground, launch any kind of a ground force into Iran, they won't be able to just say, you know, land C-130s in Kuwait, bring helicopters in from the aircraft carrier, which of course they'll have to hopscotch along the, you know, the coast of Saudi Arabia and then, and, you know, to get to Kuwait or a base in Saudi Arabia. Then they're going to have to fly helicopters into what, Karg Island at low altitude, easy man pad altitude. It's complete BS. I don't even understand it. You know, in 1980, I was in England doing, you know, pretending that we're flying in and out of East Germany with a SEAL team. And we were at a RAF base. England has lots of old reserve RAF bases. You can just pretend it's an airstrip in the middle of nowhere. And C-130s land, do spin around landings. You jump on, you jump off, fans go in, people come out. And when that's where I was when the news about Desert Storm happened, the news about Desert Storm, the failure at Desert Storm came out. So they were going to do the rescue of the embassy hostages. This is 79? But that rescue, that fiasco, when that happened, it was a much simpler operating environment then. Iran, of course, didn't have any satellites. They'd had no way of knowing where American aircraft carriers were or where these C-130s and other helicopters, the CH-53s, they had no idea where they were. And it was a complex mission. They had to make a refueling stop in the middle of the Iranian desert to then leapfrog into Tehran. Aircraft ran into each other. It was a fiasco. We left aircraft, we left bodies, and we got out of there. It was a huge black eye for Spec Ops. In fact, that's the origin of the modern special warfare community, to integrate these commands, to create Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 and the 160th Special Aviation Operations Regiment, the SOAR. That's where that came from, because we realize you can't do an ad hoc mission, but just putting together units and try to pull a complex mission. Trying to do something now like the uranium mission, if you watch Fox News, you think that you're in fantasy land. They're talking about snatching uranium out of a mountain. Can you put up number 12? It says like the Granite Mountain Complex. This is Iranian, but you know there's translations of it. This is what we're faced with. A bunker buster, let's say it can penetrate 200 feet. Well, what if the complex is under 2,000 feet of granite? You know, it's like shooting an elephant with an air pistol. The Iranians are very smart people. You cannot confuse them with the Arabs across the Persian Gulf or the Pashtuns in Afghanistan. These are the guys that invented chess. They live in one of the civilizational sweet spots, which has got everything that they need. They import less than 20% of their food. Compare that to almost any country. Compare that to the Gulf countries or Japan or Taiwan. They only desalinate less than 10% of their water, and that's for people that live like along the Strait of Hormuz, like on Keshem Island, that long island. They use desal water. But 90% of the people in Iran do not use desal water. Yes, they're in a drought. That doesn't mean they're going to like have no water. You know, even if we try to destroy their grid and their water plants, they intentionally created a power grid that is extremely decentralized, so that there's not a central node that you can just take out and then completely kill their power grid. We've seen in the in the Ukraine war, where Russia has been unleashing thousands and thousands of Shaheds, they still can get their electricity running most of the time after 4 years of intensive war. Yeah, that shows one of the missile city tunnels. So thousands of feet into a granite, under a granite mountain. Look at that tunnel. Do you think that Iranians did that, like, you know, with a pick and shovel? You know, these are extremely smart people. They not only made ballistic missiles, they learned how to make them cheap and mass produce them. They're just steel instead of unobtainium. You know, they're not made by Lockheed so that each missile will cost $1 billion. They're made so that they can be mass produced in even primitive circumstances. The size of that tunnel means they've mastered boring machines like the Swiss or the Germans. You know, they can just carve a new tunnel through the Alps. The Iranians can do it too. So do not underestimate them. They invented the Shahed class of drones, that the ones that have put out our eyes, the billion-dollar radars. They invented that. The Russians copied it. The Americans have copied it. Why didn't we think of it? Why did the Iranians think of it? Anybody that discounts how smart these people are is very, very foolish. And I'm going to make a couple of analogies. You know, the Germans and the Japanese were blasted flat in 1945, right? Blasted flat. But in 10 years, Germany and Japan are both back up on their feet and running. Why? Because they're Germans and Japanese. That's why. Housewives, middle-aged housewives in Germany and Japan were out with wheelbarrows picking up bricks from demolished buildings and stacking them up. They get to work. Well, the Persians are like the Germans and Japanese in that sense. And now I'm going to add another layer to this analogy. In 1980, I was in East Berlin. We had, you know, wearing long hair and uniforms were in East Berlin. We'd been running around West Berlin doing stuff. We go into East Berlin on our last day. And it didn't look much different than West Berlin. I mean, the buildings, they're not driving Mercedes Benz, but they're not like living like, it's Alabama in 1920. I mean, why? Because they're still Germans. Even with communism imposed on top of Germans, they're still Germans. So in the 600s, this ancient Persian civilization succumbed to Islam. Islam is an extremely powerful, corrosive force. It is very persistent. It's like harder to get rid of than poison ivy. And so as smart as the Persians were, the Islamic conquest formula worked on them. So since the 600s, the ancient civilization of Persia has had this veneer of Islam over the top of it. But like the communists in East Berlin, in East Germany, the communist East Germans were still Germans. If you bring communism to Cuba, they're still Cubans. And if you bring communism to Nicaragua, they're still Nicaraguans. If you bring Islam to Persia, they're still Persians. They're still extremely smart. And I attribute this to it being in like a perfect, just a sweet spot, a honey spot for human development. You know, I didn't even know this. This kind of astounded me. Iran is six times bigger than Colorado, with higher mountains than Colorado. It's more mountainous than Colorado, with higher mountains than Colorado, with land access to Asia and Europe on the sides, and the Caspian to the north, and the Persian Gulf and Sea of Oman, and access to the Indian Ocean on the south. So it's always been a compact sweet spot for human development. Just look at that. I got this quote from Colonel McGregor, and I looked for what I could try to find it, but Colonel McGregor a few times I've heard him say, it's an old saying, a ship's a fool to fight a fort, right? You've got a ship. You're going to drive up to a fort. You can't sink the fort. You know, you're going to blast cannonballs or shells off the walls. Once in a while, it works. Like when the American fleet hits the Philippines, for example, and their fleet is tied up at the dock and it's obsolete. But in general, if you try to run ships into the Strait of Hormuz, it's going to be a suicide mission. It'll be worse than Gallipoli. And this is why Trump is saying stupid things like our allies are going to have to go in and get the oil. Why is he saying that? He's saying that because our admirals are saying, I'm sorry, we can't do it. So if we're going to like take Karg Island, and you still hear these frigging idiots on Fox seriously talking about things like Karg Island, or we'll just take some of those islands in the Strait of Hormuz. These are islands that you're talking about, like Okinawa, Iwo Jima-sized islands, where the Iranians have had 40 years to tunnel in and build fortifications. Remember that Missile City tunnel. All of these critical islands are just honeycombed like that. The Marines are what, going to fly in on helicopters? Hovercraft? Where are they launching from? Anywhere that they come in on C-130s or other helicopters, those staging points are going to be hit like the base in Saudi Arabia. The Iranians know the second after we land, they get the word from Russia and China, there's your latitude and longitude, launch. It'll be a bloodbath. I'm going to continue with this on the other side of the break. I hope you stay with me and follow this right to the end.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big Panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken. I knew a man.
Yeah, I was talking about Persia when we went out, and it reminded me, a couple years ago, I wrote an essay before Substack. It's probably floating around somewhere. It's something like called Hybrid Vigor and the Coming European Super Muslims, okay? And the premise of that was that when Germany becomes Islamified and the German DNA, the Fraulines are, you know, bearing Muslim children, they're going to be not as dumb as the guys that came up from North Africa. You know, the European men will be put out of the way, which is what happens in conquered countries, and the women will be bearing the future generations of Mohammedans. So if you think it's bad now, wait till we have European hybrid super Muslims. And that's coming. Now, I don't want people to think that I'm like, you know, the fan of the Iranian government or regime or anything like that. I'm just trying to keep it real and be realistic, and not have people, as you still see comments on X, it's basically the same old, you know, wait till them Marines show up and them ragheads are going to run for the hills. I mean, it's still a common idea. And if Trump is just watching Fox News, he's probably not too far from that. Although it must be disturbing for him to hear his admirals say, I'm sorry, there is no way I'm ordering ships into the Strait of Hormuz. They'll be sunk. So I want to, can you put up number one for a second? This is my like disclaimer that I'm not pro-Iranian. All right. That's the wood chipper meme. If somebody tells you don't stick your hand into a wood chipper, it doesn't mean that you're pro-wood chipper. Okay. I'm not like hoping somebody sticks their hand in a wood chipper. I'm saying don't stick your hand in a wood chipper. Iran is a wood chipper. Don't stick your hand in a wood chipper. They've got 92 million people. You can say, Matt, well, most of the Iranians, they don't even like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So what? Who cares? You think most South Vietnamese love the Viet Cong? Did most Germans love the SS and the Gestapo? No, it doesn't matter. They're in control. And if you've got 20%, which is, you know, which is like 15 million super hardcore dedicated, like janissary in the Ottoman Empire sense, janissary level of dedication. You know, boys that are in military academies from puberty that are running and PTing and taking, you know, advanced courses. And it's all about protecting our Islamic, you know, supreme leader and regime from everything else, from the godless Persians, from the foreign infidels. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I like this. It doesn't mean I agree with them. But, you know, if in the 400 years of the Ottoman Empire, if you said the Janissaries, who the hell are they? You know, what do they matter? They mattered because they were hardcore. They were like the military fanatical Jesuits of the Ottoman Empire. You know, when the Janissaries were coming, they absolutely were willing to die because they were raised and inculcated from, you know, youth academies on for that purpose in life. And I'll make a comparison, another World War II comparison. we didn't understand the Japanese. We came to understand that they were very hardcore and didn't want to surrender. In the Pacific Island campaign, they'd have to be, you know, explosives, flamethrowers, everything into every tunnel because they wouldn't come out and surrender. This was the code of Bushido. This is what we would call also emperor worship. You know, the boy emperor Hirohito, they had never seen him. They had never heard his voice. But the Japanese population was raised to believe that the current empire or emperor and his ancestors were demigods, that you just had to obey them, that they were like what held Japan in God's, you know, good eye, in God's good favor, that if we obey the emperor, everything will be okay with Japan. Sounds ridiculous to an American, like, what, are they brainwashed or something? If you come out of kindergarten and that's what you hear all the way through, you know, high school, military schools, this is where the kamikaze, the divine wind concept comes from. They weren't suicidal maniacs. They were the most devoted and patriotic Japanese. They were the guidance system for the first cruise missiles, which were Japanese planes on a one-way mission. They didn't have to, like, get them drunk on sake and, you know, tie them into the plane with no parachute. They wanted to do it. Their goal was to do anything they could to keep the Americans away from the Japanese home islands. In the Battle of Okinawa, and that little island in the Strait of Hormuz, well, it's not so little. It's the biggest island up at the top. That's Keshem Island. Keshem Island is bigger than Okinawa. In that war, we lost 12,000 troops killed, okay, and 36,000 wounded. It took 3 months, that one island. The Japanese had dug in, obviously, but the Iranians have dug in on Keshem Island. But going back to the Okinawa kamikaze war, we lost more ships, either sunk or combat ineffective, put out of action, in the three-month Battle of Okinawa. This is in 1945, when everybody could see which way the war is going, right? Smart Japanese, to our thinking, would have said, look, just lay low, the Americans will come. You know, if it was Italians, you know, Italians have a different cultural ethos. The Italians were like, we don't want Rome wrecked. We don't want Florence wrecked. Germans come, Americans come, you know, wine, everybody, have a good time, but let's not destroy Italy. The Japanese were not like that. So the writing is in the war. It's the spring of 1945. They fought for the home island of Okinawa, which to them was Japanese territory, with a fanatical devotion to where they would throw their lives away to try to get an American ship. We lost something like 300 ships in the Battle of Okinawa. Not all big, not all huge ships, but either sunk or out of action, more ships than we have in the U.S. Navy today. And the kamikaze was the guidance system of that early cruise missile. Bringing it forward now, the Iranians have dug in the entire Strait of Hormuz. It's unbelievable. I don't know if you guys can play that B-roll that I sent that shows a camera out the side of a car near the Strait of Hormuz. This area looks like the South Dakota Badlands. Let me just talk while this plays. Now you're a Marine. You've managed to push in 10 miles somehow in on a tiny front. You surprised them. You climbed up the cliffs at the beach, and those mountains in the background that are 100 kilometers away are full of missiles that are shooting at you. All of these closer foothills are full of emplacements. Which canyon, which ravine has a bunker hidden in it with missiles to shoot at you? This is what awaits anywhere along the Strait of Hormuz. This is inland from the Strait of Hormuz. See all those ravines? If anybody's hiked in that kind of badland, see those loose rocks? It's called scree. Try running up that in your full combat load. That's going to be a good day, right? a happy day. It'll make Camp Pendleton look like a picnic. So I'm just saying, anywhere that the Marines land along that whole coast, and can you put up, what is it? It's the map that says potential Marine landing sites. It's one of the, number 15, I think. There you go. So way up at number one, there's Karg Island. And the completely retarded morons, including retired generals like Jack Keane, the pay must be great to be a Fox contributor. I hear that being a Fox contributor is like, you know, mid to high six figures. That means just be on call. And when we want to shill to promote whatever, you know, Fox wants you to promote, you'll come on and do it. And there are others besides Jack Keane, some of whom I get in it with on X, that are still shilling unbelievably. Yeah, if we take Karg Island, where are you going to assemble the force? The ships can't go in there. If our Burke-class warships are afraid to go past the Strait of Hormuz, remember, they fled like on day two. They didn't know this was coming. All of a sudden, they're under attack. They do what they call the emergency sortie plan. They literally have axes on ships so that you can cut the lines without wasting time taking them off the bollards. You axe it, and you gun the engine, and you get the hell out of there. That's what the U.S. Navy did because of reality. So the Tripoli and the Boxer, and the Boxer is going to be another couple weeks, the Tripoli with approximately 1,200 actual landing force combat Marines on board, they're not going into the Persian Gulf. So if they have to launch helicopters, it'll be way down the coast of Oman, you know, off of this map. And then they're going to have to Osprey tilt rotor and helicopter to some landing site where they'll meet up and get on other aircraft. Those will be hit with missiles. That's going to happen. You know, this is not Desert Storm. This is not Black Hawk Down. It's much worse. And I think Trump was misled into thinking that this would be like Venezuela, we're going to do a decapitation strike that he refers to. It's an assassination strike. And then it'll be all over. The people will rise up. This is what he was sold. Because at the beginning, it was a few days. You know, I saw this picture and I posted a new meme up on my X. Vice Admiral Harwood, who was the deputy commander of CENTCOM. He's got a shield trident hiding underneath of his, he's got so many medals. It looks like a North Korean. And so his trident's like tucked underneath of his lapel, which is really kind of weird to me. But he said like a week before 28 February sneak attack, he said, it'll be over in a couple of hours. You know, we'll be doing hundreds of missile strikes a day, and it will be over in a matter of hours. That's the kind of advisor that Trump was listening to. You know, look at Eisenhower. He only won World War II. So this clown, I'm sorry, he's got a trident. He's a SEAL at some point. And a surface warfare officer. And I don't, you know, but all of that salad on his chest. And he thought that the advice he's giving, you know, in the media, he's retired, is a couple of hours and Iran is done. They literally thought after the January riots that the people would rise up. Even if 70% of the people were against the regime, if 20% are the hardcore Iranian Revolutionary Guard, that's like the SS, okay? The SS are not going to lay down their guns and say, okay, you can take over now. They've been waiting for this, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, they not only know that there's an external enemy, in their mind, the internal enemy are the liberal, secular, you know, not hardcore Iranians. And, you know, they'll put a bullet in them just as fast as in an American. I'm not pro-Iranian regime. I'm just trying to say you've got to look at the reality of the situation. not what you wish. And don't project, you know, I've seen pretty intelligent people saying a few more days of this kind of punishment and they've got to surrender. That's because you would surrender if somebody blew up the neighborhood next to you on each side, killed your boss, destroyed your job. You would quit. You know, you'd go Italian or French. Okay, I'm done. Come on in. Just don't wreck my house. That's not what the Persians are going to do. And I'm looking at sort of like back what they used to call Kremlin watching. On May Day, you'd say, like, who's next to Brezhnev? You know, who's gotten closer? Who's moved further away? Because there was obviously no reporting from inside the Kremlin about the power structure. So you'd wait for key moments like May Day when the big military tanks and missiles are going down Red Square. Say, who's closer to the boss? Who's further away? Where's J.D. Vance been? We know that Joe Kent quit. And you know, I'm glad he did. Can you put up number five? That's my Joe Kent meme. I had this notion in my mind of this movie, Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome, and there's a little evil dwarf that drives like the big goon wearing a scary mask, and Joe Kent just was tired of wearing the mask. Joe Kent took off the mask. We are literally the big goon for the evil dwarf. Trump has had many goals that he's been putting out. We want to take away their nuclear capability. Yeah, easy day. Just go under Granite Mountain with some Delta. No problem. We're going to retake the Strait of Hormuz. What? With a couple thousand Marines? It would take a million Marines. And they'd be slaughtered with missiles firing from all of those cliffs. Then we want regime change. And he laughs about, we've changed their regime because what does he say? The top level, they're gone, meaning we blew them up in sneak attacks during negotiations. And the second level's gone. And I could tell you who we're negotiating in the third level, but there's another group that might kill him. He's meaning the Israelis. So the Israelis have a completely different goal. Their goal is to turn Iran into a wrecked, failed nation. 92 million very smart people. I mean, they're not all smart. I mean, their average IQ and level of civilization is very high. I mean, the Persians had universities and waterworks and cities, you know, comparable to when the Greeks and Romans did. Okay. They're not desert Arabs running around fighting over goats. They're not. They're a completely different creature, totally different. So what are we going to do out of this? Nuke them? We'll drop a nuke on Tehran. Oh, that'll do it. We'll destroy all of their waterworks. We'll starve them out. We'll cause them to die of thirst. War crimes, by the way. And then they'll quit. Because we're projecting our own thought. Wow, you know, if there was some overwhelming enemy and like I had no more water and you know no more food and they nuked the capital of the country, I'd probably quit too. No, the Persians won't quit. They'll be more pissed off. They will be more pissed off. They'll be like the Germans and the Japanese in 1945 and into the 50s that rebuilt their country with their bare hands, picking up women picking up broken bricks and restacking them to build new buildings. We're not talking about Afghans. We're not talking about Saudis, you know, that don't do any work and basically a British engineer and an Indian, you know, manual laborer build everything there. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a very self-sufficient country that survived under sanctions. And what we've learned from sanctions is that they make countries stronger. You know, when a country like Rhodesia or later apartheid South Africa, when they're cut off from buying ammunition abroad, they say, you know what? There actually is an ammunition maker here in South Africa. And now that he's the only show in town, he's going to go from making, you know, 100,000 bullets a month to 100 million bullets a month. Because he knows how to do it, and we're just going to gear up. That's what the Persians have done. Do you think that German engineers came in and built those missile tunnels? designed those missiles, invented the Shahed drone class. So as far as reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and I think this is really showing that Trump is growing mad or senile or both. Can you put up, it's number three, it's the Dear World one. We had a functioning Strait of Hormuz a month and a week ago. You know, there, if you look at that graph, that's the vessel transits, into February until February 28th, a day that will live in infamy, by the way. Maybe not in America, not yet, but to the world, February 28th, 2026 is a day that will live in infamy. From Australia to Japan to Vietnam, to all Europe, Britain running out of jet fuel. We did this. We did this. And today Trump said, basically you're on your own. Screw you. So we're blowing up all of the food warehouses in the city, but we've got our food warehouse. So you just come to us and buy food. And I'm sure you'll be happy about it. Trump is making the entire world hate America. Even on like CNN, they're kind of hedging their bets because they're not sure how this war will go. But the rest of the world is saying, what the hell went wrong with America? They've gone completely off the tracks. And I haven't seen J.D. Vance out promoting this. Supposedly he's going to Pakistan to negotiate. But the Iranian head of their House of Representatives, supposedly, he's on Twitter saying, I'm not negotiating with anybody. America's got to meet our demands. And now Trump is saying, we're just going to leave and not even reopen the Strait of Hormuz, because I'm sure our admirals are saying we can't. I mean, when people say, well, you know, what about the minesweepers? We got rid of them. You can't bring in minesweepers when the enemy's still shooting at you. Minesweepers are in a permissive environment. Minesweepers wouldn't last a minute under missile fire. And who doesn't think that the Iranians who invented the Shahed drone, who doesn't think that they have an already laid programmed mines everywhere that they can just turn on with a code, a digital, you know, low frequency transmitted through the water code? Look up the CAPTOR, CAPTOR, CAPTOR torpedo. We've had them since the 70s. It's a torpedo that just lays on the bottom of the sea, waiting to be turned on and then waiting to hit a certain ship based on its propeller noise. So I'm really hoping that we can get out of this without a complete disaster, but I think it's Article 25 time or 25th Amendment time. You know, the madmen like Hegseth, he said, we negotiate with bombs. This bloodthirsty war criminal and proud of it. The Third Temple guy. You know, this is the only one that is like standing right next to Trump now when he's making these proclamations. And I hope we're still broadcasting here, but I would definitely square away your survival food. Make sure you know where your water's coming from, because this has all the signs of going really badly, really fast. Anyway, you know, the reason I wrote my books back in the day, starting like more than 20 years ago, is I could see where this is going. I really have been able to see where this is going. And now we're in crunch time. And I hope that, yeah, it's a little bit too late to be reading my books. I hope you will, because there are still some tricks to come out. But we are in a real pickle, folks. We seem to have madmen at the controls with the nuclear codes. I hope that there are generals and admirals that are quietly among themselves. I don't know how you would do it without them being surveilled and busted for leaks or whatever. But they need to be talking about if Trump orders a nuke, we're not going to do it. Remember, this was an entire war of choice. Anybody that says, well, you know, we've been fighting them for 47 years. So anytime we choose in the middle of negotiations, oh, see you Monday for negotiations, and then launch tomahawks at your house and kill your family and 100 other people on Saturday. This is not how an honorable country behaves, folks. This is very bad for America. And if you watch American media, you might not grasp it. But in the rest of the world, they're thinking we have lost our minds. And we are responsible for an unfolding global depression and famine. A global famine. And they're all going to point at America, and they're not going to be happy with us.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones